councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the evidence.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge? Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Do you understand?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, March 28th, 2019, and I am having a rare moment in my almost 25 years on air of victory and of really savoring something big for myself, my family, your family, all of us together. I tend to be a pessimist, but I just got massive chills. But there's not just evil in this world, there's also good, and humanity's gotten so down into the depths of wickedness, killing already born babies now, the Democrats, that I believe the pendulum has stopped. The Democrats and other satanic forces are panicking, and now it's swinging back the other way. In fact, I know it. I can metaphysically feel it. And I don't think there's any way they can push it back the way they want towards their left-hand path. Now, it's still going to be a one hell of a war, but the initiative is on our side. Trump is doing all these really, 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 really good things. He's just now gotten control of the executive. They weren't just calling him a Russian agent. They declared a national emergency. Even Brett Hume said that a week ago. The Democrats just declared one. Obama declared one with executive orders, and they just didn't do what Trump said. Now, he was able to get around a lot of it, but now they're in trouble for the crimes they've committed. Their fraudulent investigation is the crime. And he's taking the gloves off against big tech censorship, everything. And my gut always told me Trump was real. But I'm getting big, juicy chills right now. I mean, the biggest ever. We are on the right path. This is exciting. Now, there's going to be some big curveballs. You just know we're going to wake up, you know, in 5 years, 10 years, and there's a bioweapon that's been released and hundreds of millions are dying. I mean, you can see that in the crystal ball. Historically, that's coming. Big wars. There's going to be societal breakdown. The smartphones. People are addicted. The GMO. The forced inoculations. There's a lot of evil going on, but humanity's waking up to it as all these hoaxes unravel, and we're getting our legs under us. We're not asleep anymore. The eyeballs are opening up. And so we've turned a corner. There's a few more corners to turn before we square this thing up. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. It makes me incredibly proud of all of you and everybody else that we've reached this point. You can say that in the history of fights, we've won a war to get a real president in and to have a fighting chance. We've actually won a war. We've won the war. But it's like blowing the Death Star up. There's still going to be a lot of stuff coming our way after this, but we have won a major war, a deciding war, if we press the initiative, if we press the attack. We have really done it. You have done it. But who do we thank? Jesus Christ. That's who we thank, is Jesus Christ, Son of God. We thank Jesus Christ. I thank you all for your prayers. Keep praying. It's working. And keep taking action.
Humanity to say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, it's a misstatement to call the listeners of this broadcast an audience. No, the awake activist souls who all bleed red blood and who all love their children and want to have a better future and who love God and love justice and love common sense and who love the right-hand path, not the left-hand path. I salute you. And I think it's time at a gut level, also intellectually, to announce that we have won a major, not battle, and this is a big idea, it's the truth, but I don't know how to codify it or quantify it. We've won a war. I'm going to make this announcement right now. We have not defeated the dangers of technology, the GMO, the AI, the Chi-Coms, and what's left of globalist forces and our own corruption and our own personal evil. Only God can come into our hearts and do that. But in the war for the David Rockefeller, Carnegie Endowment, New World Order government project for a planetary governance, they have lost. I think March 28, 2019 is a good day. You can say they lost yesterday, they lost tomorrow. This is the line. The New World Order is dead. Globalism was defeated. And this audience of activists, you were the seed. You were the detonator. You caused the chain reaction with your activism, with your prayers, with your financial support, with your steadfastness, to not just lead the United States out of this evil, but to lead the entire planet out of it. Globalism is failed. It's being overturned everywhere. Doesn't mean the ultra rich haven't stolen all that wealth. Doesn't mean they're not going to continue to try to divide and conquer us. But the world government project of the robber barons and of the British Empire and of the Council on Foreign Relations is dead. And the attempt to have us merge with communist China will fail. Because once the big domino falls, the whole chain goes down. And once we're aware of the Chinese avarice and their communist plans against us, they will never succeed. So we have a lot of big battles to fight and a larger war against evil and against our own weakness. But the war against the New World Order in its current configuration has been won. You know, you go back 4 years ago, they said if Hillary Clinton loses, about a year and a half out from the election, a year out, they said world government will fail, the New World Order project will fail. They weren't just saying that. They already had nationalists getting elected everywhere. They could see the demographics, the numbers. And we've still got incredible challenges. I mean, the globalists, what's left of them, are going full authoritarian, and it's going to be rough. But their larger project is discredited. Their carbon tax project is falling apart. Their Green New Deal. Their operations trying to launch pedophilia as normal and good, that's falling apart. Still horrible. They're in a major offense, but that triggered their failure because they're crazed. They're rabid. They're fiendish. These globalists have to have power. They have to have innocence. They have to have children. And once people come to grips with just how evil and bad they are, there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. So, let me tell you what's coming up today. And then we'll go over it all, take your calls. We also have a guest joining us. But this is really momentous, and I could go over how it happened and what Trump's going to do next. And that we really need to recognize that we're winning, and that's why we're under so much attack. And that we have, I'd use the cheesy analogy of the Terminator. where Skynet's been blown up and defeated. So all they can hope to do is go back in the past and try to destroy the people that stop Skynet in the future. And, I mean, it really comes down to something about like that. The globalists have been discredited and their main project defeated, and the world's now awake. It doesn't mean, though, that the pieces of the chopped up snake still aren't a threat, still aren't an issue. But we need to go ahead and declare massive, decisive discrediting at an ideological level and at a financial level and at a national level all across the world. They are having nothing but defeats. And it's important in the propaganda war to speak the truth when it's there and to declare them discredited and dead. Now, in their fit, in their death throes, they're going to be very, very dangerous. They're going to attempt, like giant vampire squid, to take those of us that they see as those that defeated them with them. I intend to not go with them. But if I get drug off down a hole with them, they can get my body. They're not getting my soul. So if they destroy me, that is not a defeat. And that's their tactic, is destroy Trump, destroy Alex Jones, destroy Tucker Carlson, destroy people, and then go, oh, look, your leaders got destroyed. Folks are more sophisticated than that, and they see through it. So Trump is preparing to go on massive offense. He's announced it, and he's delivering. We've already seen major response from Google. I'll tell you about that. He's announcing offensive against the deep state, and he's announcing offensives against Smollett. Now, there's some troubling things with Russia and Venezuela. We'll get into that and so much more, but this is an incredible time. And you can also say that the corporate media is dead. They've been living dead with billions of dollars pumped into them from big corporations, but now they really are sinking into total oblivion, and the president's pointed that out as well, so that's all coming up. That said, though, don't get complacent, because we may be destroying their project globally, but they're still in control of many things and are now going to get very aggressive because they're not giving up. They're going to try to intimidate us into submission. That's why you've got to tell folks about the local station you're watching or listening to. You've got to spread the word about newswars.com and prisonplanet.com. They don't get censored as much. So it's easy to, you know, for you to share those on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all that, and say, here's the forbidden show. You're a free human. You're allowed to hear what they don't want you to hear. They say so bad. And remember, we have the big super mega sale that's going to have to end Monday or Tuesday, because we've already sold out of a lot of the best-selling products. We have a lot of the others still in stock, but with store-wide free shipping, 50 to 60% off all the supplements, a bunch of other huge specials, double Patriot points, that's 10% on each dollar you spend, you get on the next order. I mean, a lot of these are loss leaders, like the Super Silver Wound Gel and so many others. We're selling those at cost, the colloidal silver, but I want you to get it. I want you to see how great it is, and then sign up for auto ship next time for free. Cancel any time and get an additional 10% off. You can set it every 15 days, every 30 days, every 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, out to 9 months. You can set to have the Wake Up America coffee or the fish oil for adults and children, three different types, or the body's turmeric, or things you're going to want to reorder, like the Super Blue colloidal silver iodine fortified toothpaste without the deadly halogen fluoride. It's got the good halogen. Doesn't have the bad halogen. So good for your gums, so good for your teeth. My dad, a dentist and oral surgeon, designed it. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. DNA Force Plus, 60% off. Never done that before, but I want you to see how great it is. Been sold out for 6 months. Knockout, the great sleep aid, 60% off. Silver Bullet, 60% off. Bodies, Ultimate Termic Formula, 95% humanoid. That's 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, 60% off. Supernova Vitality, huge deal, 55% off. All Super Blue products, 55% off. Super Silver Wound Gel, 55% off. And so many other big specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Okay, wow. Let me get focused here and just praise God and thank God for this. Keep praying, folks. It's working. And just try to be good people. And that's all God wants, and take action. God will take us the rest of the way. When we come back, we'll get to Trump going on the offense. Stay with us.
From the
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there tongue-tied. You better look you somewhere. Hide what you have to hide. And tell what you have to tell.
We'll see the globalist problems multiply from here on out. This is the time when we know we've won the war. But as soon as you figure out you've won one war, you realize it's got a whole other set of problems. And the very same globalists whose project is dead are still in power in many areas. It's just their big project, as they saw it, is discredited in all its authoritarianism and in deep trouble. Here's an example. They passed in the European Commission this Copyright Act that basically bans free speech. It's totally draconian. Bans memes, bans sending a text link to an article. It's insane. And they got 15 members. They tricked them to think they were voting against it when they voted for it. And the commission says, sorry, no redo vote, the way they had it written. It was so deceptive. That's how they operate. Paul Joseph Watson has an article on Infowars.com detailing all that. We also have footage coming up of a so-called migrant ship out of North Africa, pirates, sending out distress signals and then boarding and taking a large freighter and robbing it. And the liberal media defends it. Oh, how loving. So now, again, the EU is trying to order ships to go save people with distress signals. And, of course, the oldest pirate trick in the book is send out a distress signal, put out a flag that you need help, and then you know what happens. That's another form of false flag. There are many false flags in naval history. The British coined the term false flag about 500 years ago. And there's probably more false flags than you could count on six or seven hands. But the most classic is a flag of truce. That isn't really a truce. A flag of SOS, a flag of we need help, and then you board them. A false flag just means a flag that's lying. If you fly a flag that you're not, let's say if you're German and you fly a U.S. flag, it's a false flag. But the media has taught everybody that a false flag just means a purely staged terror event. No. When the Christchurch monster did what he did, he was said he was trying to cause a global race war to get people fighting, he did it to create a crisis. And says, I'm not going to tell you who I really am. Well, he's telling you then it's a false flag. But not the type the media has dumbed it down. You know, I did popularize the term false flag. I brought it back into modern use in the vernacular in the last 20 plus years. But then they steal the term and simplify it. But I digress. You know what? I should do this segment because it's so monumental that when I have this much incredible good news and also bad news as well, I have a tendency to hold back because I just don't feel worthy to bring you this information. So in the time we have in the shorter segment, long segment, it's coming up next. Let me just do it this way. Let me just tell you what we have in the stack. Trump has announced a major offensive against the globalist. We're going to get into exactly how he's already doing it and how incredibly good this is, but that they're going to strike back in a very, very nasty way. We've got all of that here, more than 20 articles that are all just incredibly important that I'm going to hit when we come back. And then I'm going to look at some of the bad news, and that is war with Russia. Trump says Russian troops must get out of Venezuela, and all options are on the table to make that happen. That's up on Infowars.com, a Michael Snyder article. Space war between the U.S. and Russia will trap humanity on Earth, no matter who wins, analysts say. And then, of course, what I mentioned, MEPs tricked into voting wrong way, but EU refuses a revote. It's Paul Joseph Watson article on Infowars.com. Then French drones patrol English Channel as migrant crisis escalates. Migrants, an invasion, Islamic invasion. Migrants hijack cargo ship that rescued them. I mentioned that. We're going to play the video of that in the audio. It's incredible. And then I mentioned this a few days ago, but never got to it, but I'm going to today. Teens aren't socializing in the real world, and that's making them super lonely, depressed. It's upping suicide rates. All of that information. Your phone might be messing with your sleep and relationships. Slay the smartphones. And then something that really illustrates everything about the robot takeover, how it makes us stupid, makes us dumb, and also causes big problems. British Airways flight was supposed to go to Germany. It went to Scotland because it was on autopilot. And they gave them the wrong flight manifest to the computer from air traffic control. That's why when there's a glitch with these systems, there's all these crashes because the pilots don't know how to fly anymore, folks. Remember when landings and takeoffs were rougher? Even if you had a great pilot, I'm like, whoa, that's, notice how smooth they are now. Because it's a computer. And I'm telling you, folks, there ought to be a law that if we even in the future have driverless cars or any of this or robot planes, you've got to have a human, and half the time they've got to fly half the missions. It just keeps us in the game. Every study shows that calculators have made us dumb. All of it is killing us. It's making us stupid. And they're great tools, but it's just got to stop being just rolled out as a monopoly. And then we have no relationships. And then people don't have kids anymore. And we don't even have a world, a future. People don't want to go out hiking. Every study shows smartphones make you depressed. Hiking in the woods or the mountains or the hills or the valleys makes you happy. Having a garden makes you happy. It's a fact. It's who we are. That's coming up. So we'll be breaking it all down today. And then I got to get more into this. The new talking point from U.S. senators and others is that I got this Sandy Hook father killed when he committed suicide. And they say that I'm terrorizing the families. I never said that man's name. That's coming up. But that's how they intend to get rid of the First Amendment. And they want to use Sandy Hook for that. It's very, very sad. They're using these poor families. But it's just getting crazier and crazier and more out of control. And then, talking about Trump on the offense, Trump confirms FBI DOJ will probe outrageous Jesse Smollett case, which leads right to Barack Hussein Obama. And then, Pelosi's floundering around, introduces new climate bill one day after Green New Deal collapses. Project Veritas has a new incredible video out on Infowars.com. Spread all these videos and articles, folks. It's a war. Project Veritas interviews victims of voter fraud, makes some major new findings, and then pedophile faints after receiving 260-year prison sentence. Well, shouldn't have raped that that 3-month-old baby. God, these guys all look the same. Shouldn't have raped the 3-month-old baby or the 2 6-year-old girls. By the way, why is he not getting the death penalty? Seriously, I mean, a guy like this deserves to be beaten in the head with a baseball bat. Can you imagine just taking a big swing, him tied up to a post, and just taking that lower mandible off with a Louisville Slugger, just breaking the hole, and then just bashing his brains out all over the place. I mean, that's a natural, visceral response, isn't it? Somebody raping a 3-month-old baby. But the left's like, that baby's lucky. Hell, the governor of Virginia had his way, they'd keep that baby alive and harvest those organs. And a bunch of women would squirm in their seats and get really excited by it. Ooh, we kill babies? Ooh, I like that.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Thursday, March 28, 2019. Globalism's dead. It's still operating in pieces, but its main project is dead. We've won a major war against their carbon tax, their global court, their TPP, and they admit in their own publications that their ideology is dead and failed. We have won a major war. Not a battle, but a major war. I think it's fair to say at this point, I'm not declaring premature victory. There's a lot of stuff to deal with, even bigger crises coming down the road, but humanity is awake. And the fight to get humanity awake, those that are going to wake up, is central to everything. And we're winning that war. We've won the major war. but there's a lot more to face, obviously. We're going to open the phones up in the next hour. You disagree with that? You agree? Have we won the war against globalism? The globalists admit their program's dead, their world government project, nobody's accepting it. It's being reversed everywhere. I think it's fair to announce that globalism, as it's known, is dead. And the New World Order is dead. Now, let's get into Trump on the offense. Trump announced in a big Fox News interview yesterday, major offensive against the deep state. He said, I'm going to go after them on their illegal wiretaps, on their fake dossiers, on how they try to manipulate elections, on everything. Very, very exciting. And taking action, Judicial Watch sues for records of communications between Clapper, John Brennan, and CNN, because we know now the dossiers, disinfo, didn't just come from Steele and globalist operatives in Russia. It came from CNN, the leftist intelligence op. So they create the fake background, the fake info, and then they put it in the dossier, and they report it like the dossier is independent. Now, continuing, Trump calls on Schiff to resign for all of his fraud and all of his lies. And that's Trump on the offense. Rachel Maddow's ratings plummet since conclusion of Mueller probe. Again, they already had basically no viewers, like 100,000 viewers until the election. People got really interested, and they got on average 500,000 viewers. Still not that big. And then now, maybe their biggest shows, 2-3 million viewers, and now that they've been proven to be total liars, total frauds. With all this breathless, we're going to lock up Donald Trump Jr. and we're going to lock up Trump, and they're all Russian agents. They are in complete and total free fall. Already down 19% just the last week. Continuing, fellow Republicans want House Intelligence Chief Adam Schiff to resign as well. We'll play that clip in a moment. And then we'll get into the most important part of the offense if we're going to win. Because we're winning the war against globalists worldwide. We're winning the war to get nationalists in. But if we don't stop the censorship, they could still, by fraud, keep their people in like Venezuela does. That's why this is the most critical point. It's a Kit Daniels article up on Infowars.com. Trump meets with Google's Sundar Pichai to talk about political fairness. Is Trump finally tackling online censorship? Meeting was unscheduled. Well, he is. He's the incubation center for all of this is the colleges. And that's where they get the SJWs trained for the same culture in, quote, Google, Facebook, and Twitter campuses. And then it's just like a campus. They've got foosball. They've got beer. They keep them in that culture, a political correctness of groupthink. And so the executive order to pull billions out if they keep the censorship, that's real action. And then now what they're signaling with Google and more, that's real action. We're going to be getting into that. And not too late, because Twitter is announcing a plan to ban the president off of Twitter. Yes, they've begun the project to do that. But first, let's go ahead and go to a clip that is very, very important. Trump promises to release the abusive FISA applications, the fake info off the fake dossier using CNN disinfo that put the illegal warrants out to just legalize the already illegal spying that was going on. Here it is.
Mr. President, you have the ability to release the FISA applications. There was the original application, 3 subsequent renewal applications. We are told, Andrew McCabe said, no dossier, no FISA warrant. That was a backdoor to your campaign before the election. Right. The dossier also was leaked to the Washington Post, parts of it, and Isikoff and David Korn to the American people, and, of course, never verified. Do you have plans to release those FISA applications, Gang of Eight information, the 302s of Bruce Orr and others, and the five buckets that John Solomon and Sarah Carter, as they call them?
I do. I have plans to declassify and release. I have plans to absolutely release, but I have some very talented people working for me, lawyers, and they really didn't want me to do it early on. Devin Nunes, by the way, and Meadows, and you look at Jim Jordan, and so many of the people that were, they worked so hard, And a lot of people wanted me to do it a long time ago. I'm glad I didn't do it. We got a great result without having to do it, but we will. One of the reasons that my lawyers didn't want me to do it is they said, if I do it, they'll call it a form of obstruction. So they'll say, oh, you released these documents. So we would make all of this information transparent. You know, in politics, you always hear transparency. Would make it transparent, and then they'd call it obstruction, knowing the people we're dealing with. So frankly, I thought it would be better if we held it to the end. No, but at the right time, we will be absolutely releasing. And I did the right thing by not doing it so far. But you understand, they would call it something that it wouldn't be. It's the only time you'd be transparent where they'd say bad things about transparency.
And it was in January of 2017 that we said there's illegal FISA court warrants, illegal spying on the president. This will bring down the deep state. So next year's news today, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's go to another clip here. It's Representative Conway seconding the president. Many others are chiming in saying Congressman Schiff has no shame. He's been at the heart of this fraud, the heart of the fake dossier, the heart of the attacks on the First Amendment, everything else. He's truly a monstrous person, and he really should resign. Here's that clip.
Special Counsel Mueller's findings are consistent with those of this committee, as well as the public statements of various senators on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Despite these findings, you continue to proclaim to the media that there is significant evidence of collusion. You further have stated you will continue to investigate the counterintelligence issues. That is the president or people around him compromised in any way by hostile foreign power? Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information, having damaged the integrity of this committee and undermined the faith in the United States government and its institutions. Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee, which alone in the House of Representatives has the obligation and authority to provide effective oversight of the U.S. intelligence community. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee. Mr. Chairman, this letter is signed by all nine members of the Republican side of the House, of the committee, and I ask unanimous consent to be entered into the record of today's hearing.
We're going to come back with his response in a moment, but this is the Trump offense. We have to clean up the swamp. They're not going to stop. They're not going to just sue for peace and go away. They're never going to quit. They believe they own and run the entire civilization. This is powerful. We'll come back with the rest of it on the other side. But this is just an incredible time to be alive. And the crimes they've committed are so transparent. They've been caught red-handed. It's not just our right to demand prosecution. It's our duty. It's not just the president's right. It's his duty. It's not just the prosecutors and the courts and the judiciary and the grand jury's right. It's the duty. And it's time to come back up for air. It's time to prosecute. I mean, Schiff is running around saying, oh, he knows there's Russians and we're all Russians. He knows. He's been proven to be a fraud, part of the original fraud. I'm Alex Jones. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget, there's David Knight in the morning, 8 a.m., doing a great job with the David Knight Show. And, of course, Owen Schroyer with the War Room. Federal judge has gagged Roger Stone, so he can't co-host that show anymore. The War Room, that's the type of attack we're under. So thank you for your prayers. Please keep us in your prayers. We don't just believe in them. We rely on them. We depend on them. Thank you. So Trump has announced he's going on the offense. He's done it against the universities that are now factories of socialist and communist brainwashing where no free speech is allowed for Christians, conservatives, libertarians, nationalists, or just anybody that deviates from the orthodoxy. And he's announcing moves and meeting with Google that if they don't start taking action, he'll have antitrust sanctions against them and Federal Elections Commission action. But I'm so proud of Texas because it just seems like 9 times out of 10, it's Texans, what's left of Texas, still a great state, but now a colony of California in many areas, that stand up and really tell it like it is. And here is the video of just yesterday, one of the chief coup plotters for the coup against the president and the takedown of the election and the coup against the voters in this country, who knowingly worked on the dossier, who worked on the fraud, who tried to set up all these innocent people, who had all their fake hearings and all their fake subpoenas and came up completely dry, and who helped previously on the committee cover up for Hillary and her servers and real Russian money from Uranium One. Here is one of the chief coup plotters, Congressman Schiff, being confronted by Texas Representative Mike Conway. It is powerful. And it's what will bring down these tyrants, is getting right back in their face with the truth. Their bravado, their chutzpah, must be met with steel resolve. These people are cancer. They're globalists. They hate the country. It's the Democrat operating system. And these pseudo-intellectual slime bags have now met their match. Here it is.
Mr. Chairman, since prior to the inauguration of President Trump in January of 2017, you've been at the center of a well-orchestrated media campaign claiming, among other things, the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian government. Indeed, before the appointment of Robert Mueller as special counsel, you alleged during one of your frequent television interviews that there was, quote, more than circumstantial evidence, quote, of collusion, but that you could, quote, not go into the particulars, close quote. You repeated your public statements, which implied knowledge of classified facts supporting the collusion allegations, occurred at the same time anonymous leaks of alleged intelligence and law enforcement information were appearing in the media. These leaks were often sourced to current or former administration or intelligence officials, appear to support the collusion allegations, and were purported to be related to ongoing investigations of President Trump and his associates. As you know, the committee has long been aware of and actively engaged in intelligence oversight activities related to Russians' malign activities. As part of our duty to oversee the actions of the intelligence community, we conducted a thorough investigation related to the 2016 Russian efforts to interfere in our elections. This investigation included a review of the allegations that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. The committee found no evidence that President Trump or anyone associated with the Trump campaign colluded, coordinated, or conspired with the Russian government. Special Counsel Mueller's findings are consistent with those of this committee, as well as the public statements of various senators on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Despite these findings, you continue to proclaim to the media that there is significant evidence of collusion. You further have stated you will continue to investigate the counterintelligence issues. That is the president or people around him compromised in any way by hostile foreign power? Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information, having damaged the integrity of this committee and undermined the faith in the United States government and its institutions. Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee, which alone in the House of Representatives has the obligation and authority to provide effective oversight of the U.S. intelligence community. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee. Mr. Chairman, this letter is signed by all 9 members of the Republican side of the House, of the committee, and I ask unanimous consent to be entered into the record of today's hearing.
That is Americana. That is America like a grizzly bear getting up on its hind legs. That is the solution. They boldly tried to steal the election. They boldly illegally spied. They then lied about it. Then they all lied to Congress. And Schiff was in there the whole time manipulating it. It's incredible. We'll have some of Schiff's response here in a moment, but they stole the 2018 election. Top Google experts have come out, computer scientists, it's been proven. You've seen them gaming it all. And if we don't move against them and against the big tech censorship, they're going to steal the election. And that's why they're still so damn arrogant. But even Pelosi and even Maxine Waters have said, okay, let's move away from impeachment because they know it's unpopular, but it's what they want to do. And they are in a panic mode right now in a big way. It's an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to take action against these individuals. We need to politically, legally, lawfully, nonviolently, but through the criminal justice system, go after them because they thought they were invincible. They had the magazines, the Newsweeks already printed up Madam President the week before. They said 98% chance she's going to win. They think they're invincible, and they can't believe it. And now they're losing confidence finally. They're starting to act whipped. But Schiff, because he's a ringleader, is putting on a confidence act because he knows he'll go to jail for what he's done using the FBI and intelligence agencies to try to take an election away from the American people. Here is some of Schiff's response.
You might think it's okay that the campaign chairman of a presidential campaign would offer information about that campaign to a Russian oligarch in exchange for money or debt forgiveness. You might think that's okay. I don't. You might think it's okay that campaign chairman offered polling data, campaign polling data to someone linked to Russian intelligence. I don't think that's okay.
Hit pause again. All that's made up, all that's lies. But obviously there are Russians in New York and D.C. One time the Russian, one of the ambassadors came to a Trump event and was in the crowd of 5,000 people. They go, look, a Russian. It's crazy. So that's all they gave polling data to someone linked to a Russian. The same committee has called me a Russian agent. Total defamation. No judge, no jury. I'm not there. I can't face my accusers. They just say in the Judiciary Committee and the Intelligence Committee and in the House Armed Services Committee that I am a agent of a foreign power when it's Hillary and the globalist on the Chi-Com tit. I can't listen anymore, Schiff. Spew his same old lies over and over and over again. It just makes me sick. I want to get into how he's had the head of Google at the White House yesterday. I know you're all sick of hearing about censorship. This isn't just the average person on Twitter or Facebook going, oh, I got censored. You know they're censoring. That's admitted. But it's how we take action. This is all the marbles. And if we get the talking point out that it's all the marbles and how the president can legally and lawfully go after him, which I've had top law firms look into, we will beat them. Why do you think they want me shut down? I don't spend the money we get when you buy products for lobbying in D.C. so that I get some government contract. I just spend money with law firms and groups behind the scenes creating blueprints for the White House, because everybody else is scared to do it, to break up big tech, to go after them, to stop them. You know big tech spying on folks. Why do you think last year they wanted me banned and were freaking out and the head of YouTube's having meetings going, I know, we have to get Alex Jones off. We got him off. And now they're scared, folks. They're scared. Because I don't just act like I know stuff. I spend all my time researching it. And I know how to beat them. So I'll say it again. However you're listening, AM, FM, TV, spread the word. Infowars.com/show. The Forbidden Show. Free shipping store-wide. 50 to 60% off. The sales have to end. A bunch of the sales are going to end this weekend because everything's 50 to 60% off. A bunch of it's selling out. So you want to get your best fish oil, get your high quality coffee, get your fluoride free toothpaste with colloidal silver iodine, super blue, Survival Shield X2 back in stock by a miracle. All of it, 50 to 60% off. Double Patriot points in your next order. The biggest sale ever, InfoWarsStore.com. And you've only got a few days left on this baby. And you're funding the second American Revolution worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, and we are the Detonation Site.
He's found who he's loved.
song right here.
Hey, yeah.
All right, let's get back to the broadcast. Where should we begin here today? I want to be very clear. When I said that we've had victory over the global government New World Order program, their whole program shot, falling apart, wrecked. The ultra-rich that set up the globalist extraction system, though, still have their wealth and power. It's just that their system is falling apart around them, and they're trying to organize a global collapse to bring us back under submission, but they even admit that's not going to work. So now they're basically evacuating to armored keeps and fortresses and redoubts in Tasmania, Kauai, New Zealand, and Switzerland, Luxembourg, Canada, rural areas of Canada, Wyoming, Montana. And so when your enemy is going into armored dugouts and basically signaling to their own minions that the war is lost, you've won the war. But you're left with the aftermath of the war and the nanotech, the globalism, the AI, the corrupt big tech companies that are still there believing they're God, and they've got to be confronted, they've got to be dealt with. So I don't know what you call this historically. It's kind of like beating the Nazis, but then you've got the Soviet Union. And we've got ourselves and the corruption and just the problems and the breakup of the family and the smartphones destroying relationships and the mental illness exploding and the suicide. We've got a ton of problems. I'm not trying to be over positive here. But the globalists admit if Hillary loses, we're going to lose the world government. Then they said if we can't get Trump out and discredit nationalism, we're done. Well, you know what? By your own yardstick, your own white papers, hitting the panic button, you are up the creek without a paddle. And so I want to open the phones up for listeners and just get your take on Trump getting ready to go after big tech, going after the brainwashing universities, going after the Smollett fraud, going after the FISA warrants, going after the illegal investigation. I mean, he is taking action. And the Democrats are scared. And even Maxine Waters is taking off her wartime, you know, outfit and is now saying, oh, no, let's all be friends. But just think of this arrogant group that had been in power so long with the neocons and with the Democrats. They thought they were invincible. And that's what makes them so dangerous, is that they're just a bunch of senile, crazy globalists allied with a bunch of crazy drug addict, devil worshiper tech heads, you know, all the drugs they're on, and then a bunch of weird globalist money and Soros, who's almost 90 years old, and his weird-ass kid, Alexander, and just you people can't run jack crap. And then you think you're going to terrorize people like me, and we're just going to put our tail between our legs and run off into the woods or something. You got nothing coming, man. You're not putting any of this back together again. Best thing all you can do is just disappear. You're not going to do that. So the real fight is about to start. The real fight is on. And we should talk about the aftermath of the collapse of the Rockefeller British Empire World Government Project. Cecil Rhodes' project, carried out in the last century by David Rockefeller, is dead. Cecil Rhodes' plan is dead. And now we got to deal with the Chi-Coms and the dug-in globalists in your area. But you should understand, folks, they've been trying to demoralize you. No, we've broken their back. But we can't let them claw us into hell with them. I'll give the number out when we come back. Newswars.com, Infowars.com. Do not spread the links. Do not tell people about the show. David Rockefeller thanks you from his grave.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I got to tell you, the fact that we're having victory after victory all over the world against the globalist is really exciting. But it takes my energy level to a whole other plane where we had looked at the other big threats against humanity. And as soon as we deal with this globalist threat, we enter a whole new phase. And remember, will still be facing globalists, but their project of world government as we know it is dead. It's like getting rid of cancer, though. It might come back. It might have metastasized. We got to watch real closely. Got a lot of other big challenges. Do you agree with me about that? Do you disagree? Wow, just a month ago, I wasn't going to give up on Trump, but he just wasn't taking action against the deep state enough. He wasn't fighting censorship. Now he's doing it in royal flush splendor. And the system is totally panicked. How are they going to strike back? Those are big questions. I want to hear your human intelligence. I want to hear at a gut level, an instinctive level, and a cerebral cortex and subconscious level, what you believe is going to happen next. The toll-free number for long-time callers, first-time callers, callers that disagree, whatever the case is, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Is the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, on this Thursday, March 28, 2019, Global Transmission. Now, there's a lot of other big meat and potatoes issues I've got here. Incredible clips, audio, so much. But the fact that the Pentagon came out and called out Google for treasonously working with the Chi-Coms through a secondary area, and then the chairman said actually they're doing it directly. And you got Trump summoning unannounced Sundar Pichai, who used to be arrogant and wouldn't even show up to Congress. Just 5 months ago, he'd tell Congress, I'm not coming. Then he had to go to Congress and couldn't even find his way into the hall because I was in his face saying, you're an enemy. You work for China. We're going to expose you. Stop the censorship. You're not invincible. We're awake. And a few months after that, he's summoned to the White House and told, you better stop meddling in elections. You better stop not being fair, or we're going to break you up. And Trump said it went well. You think about that, how far we've come. And Trump signed that executive order to those universities saying we're going to pull your funding anytime you violate people's rights who are on campus, who are visitors, who are speakers, who are student groups. And now he's talking about doing it with big tech, with government contracts. And boy, suddenly, Sundar was asked to come to the White House last year. Wouldn't do it. Sundar sure showed up this time, didn't he? Because we're winning against the globalists. We're winning against the traitors that sided with China. That's the globalists. Globalist just means traitor. Who are tax-exempt offshore that raise your taxes to transfer it in government contracts and other things offshore to them. They're just criminals. Who'd ruin the whole world where they're all so godless, none of them have kids, literally. Almost none of them have kids. And then they all are just going to live in armored fortresses on hilltops. And they know the mercenaries they've hired want to kill them. And so they're trying to hurry up and get robots that'll protect them. So they can all be prisoners of their trillions of stolen goodies up in armored fortresses, redoubts, keeps, strongholds, castles. Fortified command bases, refuges, when the real refuge is being altruistic and a Renaissance person and really building strong societies and strong people and watching others excel past you. That's your security for the future, is creating a climate of good people, a climate of the West. The West is the best, and it's going to do the rest. The West is the best. The West is the best. And she's going to do the rest. If we take our destiny in our hands and hold it to us and then commit to it and then sacrifice for it. And the minute you start sacrificing, you go, this is sacrificing? I can pull air into my lungs. I can see so far. Now I have discernment. God doesn't give traitors discernment. They get fallen knowledge of evil, how to lie, how to cheat, how to steal. All these twisted, virus-laden, cancerous, metastasizing deformities, not the vision of the Most High, the quiet place of the Most High, the understanding, the purity, the eternalness of it all. So Trump accuses Google and others of manipulating the elections. Well, he needs to go after him for that. Judicial Watch sues for records of communication between James Clapper, John Brennan, and CNN fixing the fake dossier, they're all going to get in big trouble. And you have to drop the hammer. And we finally got a president that will drop the hammer as the leftist ratings continue to plummet and as the head of Google is summoned there. But here's an example. We showed you last week, and we showed you this week, and then everybody went and did it. You go to YouTube and type in Alex Jones, and you'd get year-old, all-anti-Alex Jones news. And you click this hour, today, this month, all the same fake results. But if you did Democrats, you would get all new results. There's so many frauds there. Everybody's searching Alex Jones. It sends it to John Oliver. It sends it to Stephen Colbert. It sends it to whoever. And if you're a Democrat, though, it's the latest real result. Well, the word is that went to the White House. And lo and behold, a couple days after we showed that over and over again, Google put it back to normal, where if you actually search this hour, let's show people if you can, who are watching on TV, anybody can go to YouTube, type in Alex Jones, and click this hour, or today, or this week, or this month, and you'll get whatever the top videos were for this hour, or the last day. You can click it. You see? Let's click last hour. And as you can see, there's stuff just minutes ago coming up with our videos. But they just wouldn't let you see anything anybody else was seeing. They were blocking and only sitting into the establishment. Well, guess what? We had a platform to show millions of people, and they had to back off. That's why they don't want us here. That's why they don't want you to be able to comment. That's the new thing. Google and YouTube last week and last month several times have said, we want to get rid of comments. Or if you have mean comments on your video, we will ban you or demonetize you. You're like, well, that's somebody else commenting, not me. Well, that's like the Soviet Union. Your neighbor does something wrong, so you go to jail. Proof. YouTube corrects Alex Jones results after InfoWars calls out gamed algorithm. They've totally broken the number one video site in the world, and they're doing it everywhere, and then denying they're doing it. They had to stop. They had to quit it. They had to back down because it was so ridiculous. But that's what scares me. Why wasn't InfoWars noticed it a few weeks ago? Why did we have to hammer it to get it fixed? And it wasn't for other people. It was for conservatives that are nationalists, and that was it. All the leftists, everybody else worked just fine. They just go in, create a list of 50 videos that are anti-whoever, anti-Ann Coulter, anti-Alex Jones, anti-Michael Savage's was rigged, anti-Tommy Robinson. So that's all you get. Because you heard the head of YouTube going, yeah, I hate it. You know, when people's kids go find Alex Jones or Jordan Peterson, they go, they're like, well, take them down. Well, we have taken Alex Jones down, but we're working on Jordan Peterson. You say, well, what do? You just show anti-Jordan Peterson stuff from selected approved people. Totally rigged. Here's another one. Instagram is investigating. This is Business Insider. Talk about shameful. This isn't satire, by the way. Instagram is investigating an Alex Jones post that has stoked anti-Semitic hate in the comments. Nothing about Jews in the post. Nothing about anything to do with race or religion. But, oh, a few comments called me an Israeli agent. And so that's me stoking anti-Semitism is anti-Semites, probably leftist, posing with fake comments. I call it smulleting. Doing it. But see, now the comments are bad. Now I'm anti-Semitic because people claim I work for Israel. That's right. So I've got to be taken down because the Jew haters don't like me, says Business Insider and Media Matters, run by George Soros. Wow. Next level BS.
The West is the best. The West is the best.
You're listening to Alex Jones. This is the program that is the antidote to the globalist. This is what they fear. It's the people taking action, unafraid of them. and recognizing what they are, a bunch of control freak, pedophile, vampiric monsters. I want to hit this, then go to your phone calls, because it illustrates everything. Business Insider, MSNBC, Instagram is investigating. I've already been investigated as a Russian, no proof ever found. Instagram is investigating an Alex Jones post that has stoked anti-Semitic hate in the comments. And they never show you the evil art in the article, but we've actually got it hanging on the wall out there. So maybe we can cue up the video that I titled Smulleting that's on Infowars.com when we show this so people can see the evil offending art that they say is anti-Semitic, even though there's nothing to do with Jews on it. Now, there it is. And Mir One, the great artist muralist that we've had on several times as a guest years ago, but they say that I've got to be taken off Instagram because anti-Semitic comments. But then you find out the anti-Semitic comments are against me. So that's the next level, even though I'm not even Jewish. And then they lie and say, I'm not supposed to be on Facebook or anywhere. What happened is the media created an illusion that I was banned on Facebook and Instagram. They just took two of my pages down saying I violated the rules there, but left the other pages up. But there's this illusion, you see, that I'm not allowed anywhere. No one's allowed to even interview me. I've been unpersoned so that senators can sit up there and lie about me on TV. We'll get to that, too, and then your phone calls. But here's a little montage of some of the latest demonization and lies against InfoWars.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
That man is Alex Jones.
He's one of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
From InfoWars.
You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Bill Clinton is a rapist. InfoWars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist. InfoWars.com.
That's according to website InfoWars.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Nice guy.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.
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 What's happened with InfoWars? I would love it if you would follow up also about Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
I know we had Alex Jones in the room earlier promoting conspiracy theories.
We're talking about Alex Jones, and the fact of the matter is that the companies that allow people like him, conspiracy theorists, to be able to purvey lies have a responsibility.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones is calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes,
Vimeo, and Spotify,
YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Who is the most banned news network in the world?
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones, which has now been taken off of Facebook, thank God.
CNN waged a long campaign against Jones. It worked. Jeff Zucker silenced and deplatformed his show. It was a stunning defeat for free speech.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
So, when you read this Instagram article and a bunch of others out, it'd be like if you were writing a science fiction Kurt Vonnegut novel about a police state in the future where you don't have free speech because of what somebody else does. Instagram is investigating an Alex Jones post that has stoked anti-Semitic hate in the comments. And then it goes on to say, well, he's been banned everywhere except on a few sites. He's getting bigger on those, so we need him banned. And then it talks about a mural put out by Mir One called False Prophets. And then it's just an image of a bunch of globalists sitting around a table controlling the planet with toxic waste shooting up behind them. We showed the image earlier. Maybe we'll show it again now. But They then discuss it and say, well, the artist had done a street mural in England, but the leftist groups got involved and they had it taken down, and they had a member of parliament who said it was good art apologize and say it's deeply anti-Semitic. And then when you look at the image, that's a print of the mural, there's nothing to do with Jews. They just inject that, just like they said Pepe the Frog's a Nazi. Hillary said that. Or they say, I'm the Sandy Hook guy harassing the families. Never happened. They just, it's the media that creates the hysteria and creates all the problems. And so they go on and say, yes, the work of art is super evil. And Alex Jones posted it. And then there was anti-Semitic remarks. And then you read the actual remarks that were on there. They even quote them. It's that I'm a Zionist shill because I'm not anti-Israel. And they say, well, Facebook banned Alex Jones last year, so we need to go ahead and have him banned off here. Why is he here? No, they didn't ban me off Facebook, even if Rob Reiner says so. They took two of our pages down saying I beat up a 10-year-old kid. And that wasn't true. It is Twilight Zone. But let's go out to break with this clip of the Connecticut congressman, Chris Murphy, saying that because a Sandy Hook father committed suicide, that I terrorized him and I killed him, but so did Google and others. So this is the new way they're going to try to get rid of the First Amendment. Here it is.
Well, listen, I mean, I'll use his name. We're talking about Alex Jones. And the fact of the matter is that the companies that allow people like him, conspiracy theorists, to be able to purvey lies have a responsibility. There is no constitutional duty on an internet company to allow somebody to terrorize parents of mass tragedies like Alex Jones did for so long. The Newtown families are proceeding with a court case to try to hold him accountable. The companies that allow for this nonsense, this garbage to be spread out over the internet, have a responsibility and a duty themselves to do something earlier than they did in the case of InfoWars. I wish that these parents could shut it all out, but they can't. They cannot. And some of them have frankly turned to chasing down these conspiracy theorists as a full-time job because they see it as their responsibility to make sure that everyone knows what happened to their child. And think about how that sort of second victimization works when every single
So let's stop right there. This is totally made up. It's the media hyping people that questioned it forever and making it the top story. And then they're saying we're doing it. And then misrepresenting what we said before, what we're saying now. It's just incredible. We cannot allow Alex Jones or anyone else who's conservative on the internet. They are victimizing people by bringing it up and saying it didn't happen. And that's not what's going on. Chris Murphy is victimizing the Sandy Hook families. Chris Murphy is a degenerate, lying Democrat pig and is a threat to this country. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the left tried there. Trump was never going to win. Then they tried, Trump's a Russian agent, we're all Russian agents. And then they tried, we're all racist. And then they tried, we're going to try to steal all their health care when Obamacare is meant to bankrupt things and bring in socialism. Ezekiel Emanuel admitted that on Fox News, the architect of it. The other architect said, thank God we're so dumb, Gruber. And then they lied to us about Kavanaugh, all these fake women, most of them admitting it was fake and they staged it. Then they had Jesse Smollett getting busted and the Kavanaugh kids being set up by the media. Americans get what's going on. But I got to tell you something. I've been persecuted. I've been lied about. I've been attacked a lot. I'm going to your phone calls in a moment. And it hasn't been enjoyable at one level, but it's kind of like that saying, pain is weakness leaving the body. I have done thousands of print interviews, thousands of radio interviews, thousands of TV interviews, literally thousands. And I've also been there at events and seen what happened, cut and dry, and then seen them edit video, edit audio, and lie. And I've seen the corporate press in unison put out lies together. The most censored places in America are universities and journalism schools. Major journalism and law clinics from University of Texas to Georgetown in Washington, D.C., work around the clock to end free speech. They work around the clock to end journalism. They're followers. But that's the good news. The bad news is they're bad. And they're reprobate and they're not coming back. The good news is that they're followers. They all do the same thing. They all act the same way. That's a strength, but also a weakness. When you realize they can't think on their own and all they can do is stage stuff and lie, and then they think we're like them with the Sandy Hook family's lawyers. The Sandy Hook folks are nice people, but their lawyers literally think I'm the Homeland character. They think I'm being given orders of what I say. They believe there's like manuals and things where it's some formula, because that's what they do. They get walking orders. They get told what to say. They don't believe I'm up here on air. I've had national news here many times, and they always come in and are looking, and they watch during a live show, and they start asking the producers, where's the teleprompter? We know there's a teleprompter. Who's telling him to say that? Can you imagine that? They keep asking in Texas and in Connecticut. They go, give us the marketing for Sandy Hook. We don't market a news event. We have products we sell to fund ourselves and sponsors. That's marketing. And then the news is either us covering what's happening or sometimes breaking news. But again, when you're people like that that are such followers, they all work in unison. They all parrot the same garbage, like the U.S. Senator, Chris Murphy, who just lied about me and lied about everybody else, saying, take us all off the air. We're terrorizing people till they kill themselves with no evidence. He gets to say these incredible defamatory things. Am I invited on MSNBC where I'm accused of killing people? No one remembers Adam Lanza's name. You'd think I killed the poor kids at Sandy Hook. You'd think. Hell, he just said I killed this dad. What are they going to do next? That senator is an enemy of the American people. He's an enemy of the free press. He's an enemy of the truth. There's anti-Semitic comments against me, calling me all these names because I'm not anti-Israel. You turn that over to Palestinians and in a week it'd be civil war forever. None of the Arab countries take any of the, quote, Palestinians in. Saudi Arabia takes zero, ladies and gentlemen. Why are you anti-Israel? It's just mental illness. It's like this weird online sacrament that all the in-cool people are up to. Right wing, left wing. And then I'm being called all these names, and then all these newspapers and publications go, oh, look, he's got an anti-Semitic picture up, which isn't even anti-Semitic. It has nothing to do with it. And there's anti-Jew comments. Well, people have the right to say those anyways. I don't agree with it, but they're attacking me. But see, they think you won't go actually see what happened. So now powerful men in smoky rooms around the world is their monopoly table. Is Jewish, according to Business Insider, according to Media Matters, who are projecting that those are Jews and making it Jews. I guess to create anti-Semitism? I don't know. But it just shows how anti-free species people are. All right, we're going to go to Chris and Tom and Jacob and Jack and Corey and Carlos and Robert and Zach and Fred and Eden and Justin and so many others. We're going to get to all your calls just briefly. We have to end the specials Monday or Tuesday. A lot of the products are going to sell out. BrainForce Plus is 60% off. A bunch of the other items are 60% off. All the supplements are 50 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping. We've already sold out of some of the best-selling items, but we've got X2 back in stock. We've got Silver Bullet back in stock. We've got TNA Force. We've never sold it for 60% off, but I've learned that when I go absolutely down to the cost of products or below, you get them, you appreciate them, and you buy them later closer to regular price. So this is a great time to test these products out and see how great Super Blue Colloidal Silver Iodine Fortified Fluoride Free Toothpaste is and the mouthwash. To get DNA Force, has a 97% approval rating on third-party sites. To get Brain Force, to get Bodies, to get Super Silver Wound Gel, to get Real Red Pill Plus. These are amazing products. Super Mill Vitality. Alpha Power. They're all there. All of them. 50 to 60% off store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points on your profile. You spend $50, you get 10% off on your next order. You spend $10, you get a dollar off. You get 10% off. It's there. It's awesome. Biggest sale ever. Thank you all for your support. But take action. Get in there and get some great products you already need and fund the info war. Store-wide free shipping. Okay. Who's been holding the longest? Let me see here. That would be, I guess, been holding the longest would be Justin and then Eden. Justin in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
I wanted to ask you a question about the race-specific bioweapons. You had mentioned in the past about meetings that have been going on and been taking place behind the closed doors. About what they're planning, like with the 12-year world's going to end scenario, all that.
Well, they're introducing into the cultural cosmology that humans are bad, deserve to die, and they're creating a race narrative to hate ourselves and not have a life force or a survival instinct, to invert that instinct into an anti-human loathing so we accept the mass culling as a prophecy when it begins to take place. Hence, AOC being told to say there'll be no humans in 12 years. And so that is on the drawing board in some of their previous blueprints, would to be exterminate 98% of humanity by 2030, which would be less than 12 years, 11 years. Those are different blueprints that David Rockefeller and others have publicly talked about. Prince Charles's father has talked a lot about it, Prince Philip. Ted Turner's talked a lot about, I mean, that's in their blueprint. And then, yes, they've had race-specific bioweapons for a long time that say you can release a weapon that'll kill 98% is usually the top with these weapons of the blacks. So they've got bioweapons that are tailored for blacks. But the problem is everybody also has some of the same basic genetics, so you'd still probably get 5-10% of Northern Europeans would die. And of course, I'm not for killing any of the blacks, but you see the whole extermination program with the abortion. But let me try to explain this. Like, if you want to create a bioweapon to kill Arabs, well, that's got a problem too. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about the real world of bioweapons.
Come inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we got a lot of really good questions from the callers. We don't really screen your calls when you volunteer what your point is. They'll put it on the screen. Dion wants to talk about Jesse Smollett's situation, only vindicates InfoWars. Eden wants to talk about people waking up as the answer. Fred wants to apologize to Alex for net neutrality. Trump should ignore the polls and go with his gut. That's Zach. Robert lives on reservation. They have contributed against Trump. Carlos, they are regrouping for the next assault. Corey, big tech is going after Trump. Yeah. Jacob, how to win the InfoWars, the next phase of attacks. That's Jacob. Tom in Texas, we need to take back what we've lost. Trump is doing it. And then Steve in Michigan, Trump rally tonight in Grand Rapids, where we're going to have our reporters. We're going to have live coverage tonight at newswars.com and infowars.com of that unfolding with Caitlin Bennett and more. So stay with us for that. The caller hung up, but here's the problem. Somebody calls in about something like race-specific bioweapons, and it's bad to kill any group or race of people. But the problem of the people that produce the weapons is humans are all interrelated. So you might tailor a weapon that'll kill the majority of one group, but it'll also kill a bunch of your group. It's kind of like nerve gas. You can fire it at your enemy, but if the wind changes, it comes and gets you. That's why the globalists have all built these big underground bases, so they'll survive during this. And their main plan, you see it in James Bond movies like Moonraker and things written by MI6, Ian Fleming, is that they're going to release a bioweapon and call the population to save the Earth. And they're kind of doing it through the vaccines, through the GMOs, through the food. All of it is kind of culling us now. But South Africa developed them, Israel's developed them, the UK has developed them, the US has developed them as of 50 years ago. Other countries have undoubtedly developed them. You know the Chinese have developed them. And so it's kind of a mutually assured destruction situation. And we should do a whole show sometime on race-specific bioweapons and the really advanced weapons that are out there, because that's an issue that people should discuss. Let's go to Dion in California on Jesse Smollett. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex? I'm on the road. I'm a truck driver, and I'm from California. Big Trump supporter. Great, big fan of everything you guys do there.
Thank you.
InfoWars, and I buy your products too. So, anyways, what I wanted to share was I think I'm kind of glad how this guy got off in a way, and this is why I want to point out. It just goes to show anybody who watched that story, and I don't care where you're at and what side of politics you're on, it's just completely obvious the corruption in the system. It's just blatantly right there for everybody to see. And it vindicates you and everybody in alternative news that's been talking about the nonsense that's been going up and building up to create division in our society, when it's these people that go out. They create the problems, and then they try to be the ones that come up with the solution for the problem.
That's the Hegelian dialectic. And listen, Obama's famous. He got caught with Soros trying to cause race wars 4 or 5 years ago. That it all came out. And so this is what they do. And then, of course, his lawyers are involved up to their necks in it. So now Trump is demanding a federal investigation. But imagine being so corrupt, this Kim Fox, that she said she recused herself, but she didn't recuse herself. And then she does this. Don't they know this is going to just bring more scrutiny on them? It shows how entitled these people are.
It really does. But I think I'm happy, though, because I feel like this is the opportunity for everybody to, like, take a deep breath, say a prayer. You know, I always ask God to give me guidance in anything I think about or do, because I don't want to react emotionally to anything, but I want to be clear-headed and based on facts and whatever our laws are, and I hope people in the FBI.
Dion, we're losing your phone, but good points. It shows the Democrats' entitlement, that they can do whatever they want because they've had the Justice Department so long that it's just crazy. Smollett is now saying it really happened and bashing the police, when they've got all the proof open and shut. It's ridiculous. It's like catching somebody in the act of strangling a woman. You got the video of it, everything, and they say, I didn't do that. I mean, it's like walking in and a guy's on top of your wife. They're clearly having sex. You see the man having sex with your wife. You say, hey, you're having sex. And they go, I'm not having sex with your wife. And then they complete the sex. Imagine that image. Hey, can you sit down for a minute while I finish here? I'm not having sex with your wife. You're like, I can see it. You're doing it. No, I'm not. It's like, what? You're absolutely right. It's as they lose power, they get crazier and crazier and crazier. Good points. Who's up next here? Eden in the great state of Texas. Eden, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today? I'm a truck driver, too. You got two in a row. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can. God bless the truck drivers.
I've been watching you since 2008 when you were doing the park ranger stuff and having arrested at the DMV for no fingerprint.
Dude, that's like 1997.
No, there were reruns on my local channel at the time.
That's awesome.
It was 2008 that I started following you and buying your stuff. And I got your stickers on the back of my trailer.
Well, you're incredible, and we love you, brother.
I wanted to say something in reaction to the last caller a little bit and then answer your question about what do we think they're going to do next. And I wanted to say, well, if Schiff says it still happened, right, the so-called Russian collusion, then why can't Smollett say, well, he was really assaulted and he didn't pay off anybody to do it, right? Anyway.
No, that's what's happening. That's what's happening.
Right. And the next thing was, you're really more researched than I am, I have to admit it. Although you may know, or I'm going to assume you do, that sometime during the Hoover administration, one of the top guys there made a statement, and it wasn't hidden. He said that secret orders like Jesuits and secret brotherhoods, Knights of Malta, and then you know it, it goes on, have been running our three-letter agencies.
Oh, well, there's definitely power structures in every major group and organization. The current Vatican wants world government and to bring in all the Muslims and everything else. You're absolutely right, Eden. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Fred in Wisconsin. Then we'll go to Tom. Fred in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
I've been listening to you for 15 years, and you had me on in 2012 for the Sopa Pippa thing. And then I called angrily, and I was very upset about the net neutrality thing. But brother, I didn't know at the time the path that we were going down. I didn't know that Hillary was going to try and overturn the Electoral College. I didn't know until I got in to count the votes in Wisconsin that Jill Stein was going to have four attorneys there trying to throw out hundreds of votes. I had no idea. So you have my apology for that. And everyone in America needs to listen. It is time to stand up. They are trying to take our voice. They're trying to take our voice. Stand up now before it's gone. It's a lot harder to negotiate from behind than it is to negotiate out front. We need to do this now.
Fred, let's quantify this because they use semantical games here. They called it net neutrality to not have government involve the internet, which I support. But Obama's net neutrality was to let big tech censor and act like a censoring government. Now, they've kind of left it as a no man's land. And so that's bad, too. Trump needs to fix it. But now do you see what I was saying, their plan for censorship, by saying there's no government involvement in the internet, they would then act as a global government and have the EU, via regulation, take control of our regulations by a lack of regulation, saying no regulation in the U.S.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't know what a shadow ban was when I called you back then. I just knew the internet was functional. Today, the search engine doesn't even work anymore.
Well, exactly. So you were saying, hey, that we've had net neutrality. It's been good. It's been codified by Obama. Leave it alone. It was the end of net neutrality in the name of net neutrality. And I had just read the Soros statements that they were going to take the internet over soon. So I just knew that the name means nothing. It's what they actually do. You see what I'm saying? The problem is Trump's kind of left it open right now and let them do this. And that's bad. But now he's signaling he's going to take action. What do you think he should do?
I think he should go into Google and tell them, hey, you run on public open forum laws. You aren't judged by the content you put out there. You want to keep running that way? You let all speech on there. I don't care if it's hate speech. I don't care if it's speech that people doesn't like. As long as it's not illegal, it's not hurting children or something.
And that's
like
Section 230.
That's allowed.
Stay there. We're going to come back to you. So I want you to be able to make your statement. Your phone's better now, Fred. First, I couldn't hear you. Come back to Fred to finish up his statement. Yeah, we have laws. We have Section 230. They're ignoring that. They're not supposed to be involved in what we say. If somebody's saying something wrong, you sue them. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Going back to Fred in Wisconsin, 3-4 years ago, they were calling it net neutrality. And what it allowed the big tech companies to do is not have net neutrality and to start going after anything they claimed was obscene or hateful. And I was pointing out we already had net neutrality under Section 230. Why were they adding this? And the new renegotiation of NAFTA and GATT codifies this even more. And Trump has endorsed that because he likes the overall plan. It'll get changed in Congress, but that's a big problem that Trump's been supporting. But it takes a lot of research to even know this stuff. Every time we get something in front of Trump, he makes the right decision. It's just we have to get the information in front of him. That's why the globalists fear him so much. But Soros and others said, oh, under new net neutrality, we'll operate these things as utilities. They'll have immunity, but also we're going to censor people. And I said, well, that's not net neutrality. That's a weird merger of state and corporate and doesn't sound too good. So now here is big tech. As the caller just said, the search engines are broken. They're fixing everything. They're censoring in live time. They're doing everything they want to everybody. It's just out of control, Fred. What do you think Trump should do?
You know, I think if these companies want the protection of not being liable for what's posted, then they can't censor it. Because everything they do is two-faced, Alex. You know, they said that Trump wouldn't accept the election if he lost. Well, Hillary was the one that tried to overturn the results as soon as she lost. And I'm going to tell you, I was in Wisconsin doing the recount on Trump's behalf because I volunteered for the campaign. And they brought a stack of envelopes, right, with what was like 150 votes on it. And the top one had the wrong zip code on it. So three of Jill Stein's attorneys wanted to throw out 150 votes. And I jumped up and said, whoa, whoa, what are you doing? And they said, no, we can't do this. So everything they do is two-faced. They want democracy, but they want their democracy, their rule. And I woke up to it, and I'm ready to fight.
Well, you're right. I mean, the Democrats, the Republicans used to have a lot of horrible people in their party, and they still do at the top. But, I mean, the Democrats are just like a crazed group of control freaks that will never stop. And they have no qualms. All they do is stage stuff. And they've converted their constituents into acting like monsters as well. And as they don't get what they want, Fred, what do you think they're going to do as the leftists learn that they're losing and their bullying hasn't worked? So far, they just keep doubling down, which causes more people to wake up. What do you think is going to happen?
You know what I think the end game is, Alex? I think once they have us all shut up, once they take you off the air, they come for the guns, and then it's the killing fields all over again. All over again. Republicans would be wiped out. Maybe we're put in camps. Who knows? But this is always the start of it. So while we have a voice, while InfoWars is up and running, while we can screech, let's do it. And while we have a president that supports us, let's get behind him and let's let him know that we want freedom on the internet, that we want freedom of speech, that we won't let these people put us down. You know what I mean?
Great point. God bless you. Okay. I'm going to come back, and I promise I'm going to Tom then, and then to Corey, and to Carlos, and others. And we have a constitutional lawyer joining us to talk about the attacks on free speech and how to counter that. This is the central fight because it's election meddling by big tech, and it doesn't matter if we wake up and take the country back. They will steal it from us. It's what authoritarians do every time if we aren't involved, if we aren't focused. And I'll go back to this. If you'll just get your coffee, it's high quality. At a good price, you'll just get your toothpaste, excellent, from us. If you'll just get things like your protein bars and things that you're going to need anyways from us, they're high quality. If you like them, which I think you will, sign up for AutoShip, additional 10% off. That's how we operate. That's how we fund this operation. I know a lot of you support us and you get great products at the same time. Thank you. But if you've been on the fence, we haven't had a sale this big in a long time. Store-wide free shipping, 50 to 60% off all the best-selling items. We're going to have to end this sale sometime early next week because a lot of the products are selling out or on the verge of selling out. So take advantage and get your high-quality turmeric, get your sleep aid, get whatever it is you need. And the pollen block, it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now that the president has been found innocent of colluding with the Russians, we're not going to forget what the Democrats have done to this country over the last 2 years. In fact, we're going to remind them every day for the rest of their lives. Join me as we continue our trip down memory lane, reflecting back on the first 2 years of the Trump administration.
He may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
Do you agree with Congressman Adam Schiff, who's going to be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, that President Trump could be indicted and possibly face jail time after he leaves office?
Yes.
If we do the investigations, the information is there. We're fiddling while Rome is burning. This president needs to be impeached.
I wouldn't be surprised after all of this is said and done that some people end up in jail.
You know?
And I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening and that people might go to jail.
You're exactly right.
For the rest of their lives.
I
know. I think they're all going to jail.
That's my impression, yes.
It's not out of the question that a Senate could convict on impeachment charges.
He has no idea that he's going down.
It certainly looks like they are the kind of offenses that would call for impeachment hearings.
Absolutely, I think he can be looked at and perhaps even charged with obstruction of justice.
Well, about the only accurate thing CNN has reported in the last few years is that the Democrats are not yet ready to conclude that there's no Russia conspiracy. Despite the two-year Mueller investigation, which included interviews with 500 witnesses and 3,500 subpoenas and warrants clearing the president and all of his associates of colluding with the Russians, the Democrats are still delusional and in denial.
All these dots, we're now to believe, don't connect.
Well, that's the conclusion in front of us, Chris. I mean, all that stuff was suggestive. It didn't prove anything. And in fact, the Trump Tower meeting, at my reporting tells me, was a bust. They didn't actually hand over any incriminating information. What it showed is that Donald Trump Jr. was willing to accept help, but we saw no evidence that they actually accepted help, you know, hacked emails or sort of analytical stuff. From all that stuff, it never panned out, Chris.
How can they let Trump off the hook?
Well, because everyone was innocent, Chris. That's why. Let's not forget that supposed journalists at the New York Times and the Washington Compost were given Pulitzer Prizes last year for, quote, their deeply sourced, relentlessly reported coverage in the public interest that dramatically furthered the nation's understandings of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and its connections to the Trump campaign, the president-elect's transition team, and his eventual administration. Newsweek reporter Seth Abramson once went on a 135-tweet rant, where in his 131st tweet said, quote, the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. Trump knew. Trump will be impeached or resigned. It was said and true in March and is true now. On Twitter, since you're limited to posting 180 characters per tweet, he started it saying it was a thread and then numbered them 1 through 135. And just kept tweeting and tweeting and tweeting. He actually wrote a book that came out last year titled Proof of Collusion. And he's got a new one coming out in August titled Proof of the Conspiracy. Meanwhile, it appears that Chunk Yogurt at the Young Turks has taken a different approach, tweeting out, quote, let me be clear before we find out what's in the Mueller report. My contention has been that the collusion was after the election. I've said countless times that I don't care about tweets during the election. I hope Mueller investigated connections to Russia before and after. I guess Robert Mueller was looking in the wrong direction this whole time, but I still can't figure out what the problem would be of Trump and his associates talking with Russia after the election, because that's called diplomacy. In other news, the Pentagon has just authorized $1 billion to begin building sections of the border wall, where it's badly needed.
So the globalists circumvent Trump. He just circumvents them. Trump is really kicking butt. I'm very proud of President Trump right now. Going after the censors, going after the university censoring, going after the Smollett folks that cover that up for Obama. It's all happening. Very, very good time to be alive. Very exciting. Meanwhile, there's a story up on Infowars.com. Where Nancy Pelosi, after AOC's so-called Green Deal failed that banned cows and planes and automobiles only for America, Pelosi's put forward a plan almost as bad where we make all the carbon cuts, but China doesn't have to. Gee, wonder where the investment will be if China doesn't have all those taxes on them. These people are the religion of screwing this country over. Because you have to run that flag up to have powerful, foreign, corrupt countries work with you. You're like, why do they hate America? Because they're traitors. They enjoy it. They're on the other team. I'm telling you, I knew top Democrats hated America. I knew it was their religion. They hate nationhood. They hate Christianity. They hate our ethos of the rugged individual. It's what threatens them. They want to create dependency. But when you go to Democrat events and say America's back, America's great, they literally start flipping out. And I know it's hard to believe. It's like AOC comes to this country, gets rich here, hates America, says it sucks. Doesn't try to make it better. because she's at odds with it. She wants to conquer it. She can't conquer a free market, but if she ran everything, well, you could live like they do in Venezuela. Okay, let's go to Tom in Texas. Tom, thanks for holding. You're on the air. What do you think about all the craziness taking place?
Howdy, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I want to commend you for what you're doing and spearheading this fight. And I want to challenge anybody hearing my voice to stop being meek and mild. It is our job as a Christian warrior to defend life, liberty, and everything God gave us. And we have sat on the sidelines too long, whether it's Jesse Smollett to a thousand different things, whatever it may be, has happened to us as a country, as a people, that we've just sat by in our church houses and done nothing. If your preacher on Sunday morning isn't speaking of what's going on in this world of born babies being murdered and everything else happening, get out and find somewhere that is a warrior church. Get out in the streets, make your voices heard, because it is time and it is past time to get up and stand up and say something. We need to act before we lose everything, Alex.
I agree with you, and things are getting really bad, but I sense and I see more people are coming out of the trance. Globalism as a project will never complete itself. I think we've won that phase of the war, but bigger challenges are coming. But I agree, we have to face the fact that most people are still in a spiritual delusion. They're under a spell. They're in a trance.
I get looked at when I talk to certain Christians that I know, and I speak, I call myself a Christian warrior for my Lord because nobody else will. I'm willing to stand up. I have started to emulate you and your organizations to try to get my voices heard as well, because nobody else is standing up and saying anything. It makes me sick to think my little children are growing up in a world that I don't know what it's going to look like in 20 years, and I may not be able to do it then, so I'm going to do it now.
That's right. And Tom, that's the thing. They're in a trance, so it seems like we're weak. People are pathetic because everybody's asleep. But you're doing the hard job, and you will see most of the time you try to wake somebody up, they get mad at the time, like, leave me alone, I'm asleep. But 6 months later, a year later, a month later, a day later, those seeds sprout, and they remember what you said. So keep it up, my friend. But you're right. We need to take back what we've lost. And you know, Trump is definitely against all odds delivering now. And notice he's talking about God more and more in his faith. He understands that strength, and it's really upsetting him.
Yes, sir. And that's the whole deal, is we as humans will never fix this world. We are sinful, flawed creatures. Anybody who doesn't admit that is a fool. So the only way to lead and guide this properly is with God. That's why I'm saying it so much in this phone call, because I want to invoke the name of God over everything possible so it disperses through our atmosphere and through our dimension to where we have the power. It is a holy and it is a great thing.
Oh, that's what they hate, the name Jesus Christ. They hate the fact that God's God. They're not God. They want to play God. No, you want to play God and kill babies? You're going to get it. And it's not like we take pleasure in it, but there is a pleasure in getting these wolves off our babies. And that's why I said, after the treason trials, I will kick the levers. Not out of pleasure. I'm saying I volunteer to kick the levers to hang their asses.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour and taking your phone calls is Brad Scheer. He is a lawyer, consultant who focuses on digital privacy, security, and free speech issues. I'm not going to go over his whole background, ScheerLaw.com, DigitalArmorGroup.com, but I've read his articles. He's a smart guy dealing with the rollout of the surveillance state against Democrats' political enemies and the farming of that out to big media. I mean, we've got underground video that Veritas shot years ago, and then last year and this year, of New York Times, YouTube employees, high-level vice presidents saying, oh, we surveil everybody. We hand out the info to other people. They're in our business. That's why they're on such a power trip. And now Trump's talking about criminal investigations into this. and going after big tech censorship. He's already signed an executive order against what's happening at the university. So very exciting. I want to get into that. The Obama administration's expanded government surveillance and the Mueller investigation and how they kept those powers going of the whole Clinton stay behind group and the Obama stay behind group after Trump got in office. Are we seeing the end of those groups' power? Is that why the Democrats are panicking so much? Also, colleges and employers want access to your personal social media content, internet history, to reject applicants whose political views they don't like. How do you fight back against that? So much more with our guest. Brad, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. I appreciate it.
You know, the first two points I want to get into tie together. It's kind of like a digital superclass. They've got access to the back end to your Twitter private messages, your YouTube, to all of it, and they're still stonewalling us, Congress, the Pentagon, about what they're doing. When this house of cards comes down, it's over. I'm not defending Facebook, but why do you think they're the only one called out so far?
Well, because Facebook is the biggest, they're the biggest boy on the block. And also, I mean, take a look at Twitter. I mean, the bottom line, the problem with Facebook is that there was some articles that came out recently that they were actually allowing other people to read your private messages. And this is absolutely troubling. And so, I mean, that's why people really need to understand how to protect their information from these companies, because these companies, they're taking your personal data and they're giving it to whomever they feel like giving it to. And they're also selling it to large companies that are being used and it's being used to discriminate against you. And that is just so troubling. And that's something that hopefully that I think it's something that the president will end up stopping. And for example, today, earlier today, it came out that they're charging Facebook with violating the Fair Housing Act because of data discrimination. So this is a huge problem. And it's not just censorship. It's also data discrimination along with censorship. And these things are becoming a much bigger problem. So hopefully the current administration will do something about it to stop these terrible, very troubling discriminatory practices.
And big tech's gotten away with this. It's kind of like if you're going to steal big or you're going to kill one person, kill 1,000, you're still going to get the death penalty. Remember, it came out, 3 years ago that some of the big hotel and travel booking sites had cookies, and they knew if you were middle class or wealthy and what you were willing to pay. They had algorithms. They would charge you more because they knew your profile, but if you were poorer, they would charge you less knowing you didn't have the money. And then once those algorithms got exposed, they stopped doing it. But it's just crazy.
Exactly. This is a huge problem. So, for example, let's say someone has shown some proclivity towards liking a certain type of political page, or they're conservative, or they're someone who likes conservative causes, and advertisers know about this. It's highly possible, and the fact that people can be charged higher rates because of the fact that they're visiting conservative websites, or they like a conservative personal line. And me personally, when I've actually had some situations where I have actually gone to, for example, Staples. This happened where I used a VPN, and when using a VPN, I was able to hide my location and hide my personal information. I was able to obtain things for a lot cheaper price than if I didn't use a VPN. So it's really a matter of making sure that you basically, it's not just clearing your cookies, but it's also doing other things such as trying to hide your personal information, because these companies will use this data to charge you higher prices. There's a handful of articles out there on the internet that they've done investigative reports on these troubling things.
So let's be clear. The average leftist is all behind big tech censorship surveillance now because they know it's giving them power. But that's a small piece of the puzzle. Doesn't matter whether you're white, black, old, young, liberal, conservative. You're getting ripped off. You're getting gamed. You're getting spied on. So people say, well, what do I have to hide? Well, it's like people that post on Facebook, we're going to out of town. Here's the presents we got. Your photo's geolocated. You get robbed. Mm-hmm. You have doors and blinds on your house and fences around your house for security, folks. Not that you're bad. There's bad people. And so the idea that let's just trust big tech. Remember, Mark Zucker said our users trust us. They're a bunch of dumb effers.
Oh, exactly. I remember when that came out, it was about 2009, 2010. There was a Business Insider article about that. And the thing is, it's not that you have something to hide. It's that it's all about personal privacy. And you have to realize that those who have information about you, they can use that information to hurt you. They can use that information. It's not just to so-called discriminate against you based upon what your political beliefs are. It's also the fact that they can end up becoming, like, for example, cyber criminals, social engineering. It's all these things that the more data you're putting out there, the less control you have over your life. And so, for example, insurance companies, Facebook wanted to end up doing some type of association with a handful of insurance companies, so that way they could basically charge young teens higher prices. And Google scanning student emails for not just advertising, but other digital dossier and commercial purposes. So the companies, they want to take your information and they want to use it against you. The more data out there about you, the less control you have over your life and the less ability you have as far as being a democratic nation when you have a handful of companies that have all this power, because literally data is the new gold out there.
But haven't they gone too far now? They've given all these weaponized systems that were just used for profit. Now they've hired all these Democrats out of the colleges. They even call big tech campuses and they recreate it. And they have a reign of terror against us. They get caught doing it and still don't care and then lie to Congress about it.
It's a very troubling situation, because my biggest issue with a lot of this stuff is that there's a lot of people out there that are taking your personal information. And so, for example, let's say you liked a certain person online and you're a teen. Well, then you're going into a college interview, and if someone has Googled you and they've taken a look, they figured out what your Instagram account is or your Twitter account or your Snapchat account, then they're taking that information. They're making pure judgments. They're saying, okay, you know what? This person has liked someone who's conservative, or they're following someone who's conservative. Therefore, we're not going to give that person an opportunity to attend this college.
Oh, we see that now. All these lawsuits where colleges are saying, you visited a conservative or you like something, you're banned. I mean, that is real terror.
Exactly. And for example, Harvard even has in their interview handbook, for their alumni interview handbook, they want to know exactly what websites you're visiting and which blogs you're visiting. And from that information, you could tell a lot about someone. You can tell about their personal health issues. You can tell about not only their politics, their sexual orientation, their religion. These are some very private and personal bits of data.
And by the way, aren't you one of the top lawyers involved in getting some of the laws passed that banned colleges from doing that?
Exactly.
Let's talk about how we fight back and then take phone calls across the board on a whole bunch of issues about how Trump's going to strike back against this on the other side with our guest. Again, Brad Scheer is our guest. Scheer Law, SHEARlaw.com. I'm Alex Jones. And again, these sites don't get out now without you spreading them. And I know you're doing it, so you're awesome. Newswars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please spread those links. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. The InfoWars.com radio TV network.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Okay.
From the InfoWars.com studios.
All right, I want to start taking some of your phone calls with our guests, because we're all taking calls on big tech censorship, how to counter it. But our guest, you can look it up, has been instrumental as a writer and researcher, not just a lawyer, in getting state laws passed where you can't have the universities and others demanding to violate your Fourth Amendment and to know what your entire background is, what's on your social network, what's in your email, all this. And of course, the average person says, well, that's totally constitutional. That makes sense. But nobody raised it. Nobody made a case. Nobody got them to write a bill or to get it passed. That's why we get so much done, thanks to the great audience taking action. It's why Trump's getting so awake, is because we are taking action. Most Christians or conservatives or libertarians or nationalists are busy just working all day. And we just let the leftists run around bullying and running society. That's coming to an end. So get into that and what you've been able to do, Brad Scheer, and where you see this going, what you think Trump should do.
Sure. I think that Trump should definitely try to do whatever he can to level the playing field. As far as I have a big problem with various platforms saying, you know what, we're going to deplatform somebody or ban somebody just because we don't like what they have to say. I mean, I'm a big fan of letting the marketplace of ideas determine what someone has to say. And all the laws that I've advocated for, it's basically the data privacy, social media privacy, and free speech. Because without privacy, you can't have free speech. and also with kids. And the biggest, one of the biggest issues, you have a lot of these large companies, mainly Facebook and Google. What they're doing is they're literally creating these digital dossiers in our schools of our kids, and that information is then being used to, as far as in the guidance counselor area with different programs, to then take that information, and it's being used by colleges. And that's very unfair because of the fact that the types of things that kids are doing while they're growing up, it should not be in any way, shape, or form count against them. Because when kids say stupid things, that's just the nature of the beast. And as a parent of a couple kids, I think what they do when they're young should never have any, should not be held against them.
No, I agree, but isn't that a larger paradigm with the left, not just here, but in Europe, where they want to sexualize children younger, they want to emancipate them, where they can have vaccines when they're 10 or have sex when they're 10. The system is really coming for our children because the corporations and governments see them as weak, see them as malleable.
Those are some very important issues, and I've seen, like, for example, in my school district, the amount of data that these companies are collecting, it's unfettered data access, and this information is actually being utilized against our kids. Like, for example, several years back when Google got in trouble for literally scanning the student emails in our kids' schools, and no one held them accountable. So my hope is that the current administration and the Department of Education end up starting to hold these tech companies totally accountable for these illegal activities of collecting all this data on our kids.
And by
kids.
The way, you could just be a teacher and then leak it to a member of the media that's good and then bring down the whole thing. We have to say no. And you're right. Big tech has been treated like they're God. And they can just do it. And they have totally raped us. Even 6 months ago, Sundar Pichai wouldn't show up to Congress to testify. Now he did. Now he's gone and been confronted by Trump. And I think they're starting to realize they're not invincible.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. And that's the big problem here is the fact that for a long time, big tech got a free pass. And under the previous administration, there was a lot of issues where, well, who were the biggest donors to Obama's campaign and who actually ended up coming to visit the White House more than anyone else? And that was Google's lobbyists. And Facebook was up there, too. So, I mean,
let's not forget the Chi-Coms with all their hidden microchips inside the chips. I mean, this is just crazy. Absolutely crazy. Brad Shear is our guest. We're going to take a few calls. He'll ride shotgun with us. And then, obviously, he's a smart guy. You'll be seeing him on some of the other shows and my broadcast. Let's take a few calls here. We've got a caller here says that big tech is going after Trump. I agree. Corey in North Carolina, then Carlos. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks. I'd like to preface my comment just thanking you. You know, there's a lot of Alex naysayers out there, always have been, and certainly plenty to criticize you for. But I want to thank you for making me active. I first got involved with the fluoride issue, and, you know, that's not the basis of my comment, but I do think if we were able to get that out of the water, a lot of our other challenges would be made easier because everybody's IQ would be higher and they'd be able to think about this. But that's neither here nor there. You know, I think it's kind of apropos that, you know, the timing of my call, because I work for a multi-billion dollar data management company with installations in, you know, more than 50% of the Fortune 500, Fortune 100. So I had the privilege of sort of sitting with IT and the line of business, and they're all doing this, you know. And so that's my point is, you know, they've got armies of developers, you know, training machines to perform all sorts of advanced analytics, and they're automating everything. So, you know, you heard the JJ God from Twitter say it, that they don't even look at themselves as an American company, even though that's where their headquarters is. They're a global company. And so they just, you know, I don't know if that means they conform to the UN or whatever, but my point is they're not going to stop unless the profit incentive for them to do what they're doing is taken away. And, you know, I don't like the EU at all. I think it should be disbanded. But you look at something like the GDPR legal framework, and basically companies reacted to that because it put 20% of their profit revenue at stake if they didn't follow the law. So,
well, sure, at least the EU government knows it needs to exercise some power or be made obsolete. And so basically big tech is the global government now.
Right. And if they didn't feel threatened, that their revenues threatened by that law, then they would not, you know, spend any money building infrastructure.
Sure. What do you think about Trump saying, you censor anybody, we cut your government contracts?
Oh, I love that. I just love that. I mean, the government, you know, corporate welfare is probably a bigger problem than the, you know, the citizen welfare. So that absolutely has to happen. But I am concerned because they're already acting criminally that despite whatever action he may take, they'll just continue. And so that's where we come in, you know, because we relinquish a lot of our rights, you know, and we do have freedom of association. So when we sign up for these things, people need to read the contract. They need to know what they're volunteering for.
Absolutely. And I know, it's like smart TVs telling you, hey, we're watching and listening to you. Well, why would you do that? Because you let me do it.
Right, exactly. And so I know you got to go to the, you know, to your desk, et cetera. But Alex, I think you deserve to look into alternatives. And this is my main point, is that they're going to keep on this trajectory. It's going to end up destroying themselves because, as mentioned before, you know, Google and YouTube are basically useless now. So we see a lot with, especially with the crypto economy, developing alternatives out there. And I really think you should look into the Theta network, because it's providing an incentive mechanism for peer-to-peer decentralized video streaming.
Oh, believe me, I want alternatives. Your phone glitched. What's the network?
Theta Network. And they're trying to basically disrupt the centralization of a content delivery network.
All right. Hey, Corey, awesome call. Thanks for holding. Let's get our guest, whose computer froze up. He got back in here as a lawyer, breaking this down. Brad, your quick take on what he just said.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of issues in there. I mean, the thing is, as far as the data privacy issue goes, with the issue along with, for example, the smart televisions, very troubling what's going on with there, whether it's a Samsung or Vizio. Vizio actually got in trouble several years back with the FTC. And as someone, I have a couple of Samsungs, and you have to literally go inside the settings to turn all this stuff off. And then you also had a couple weeks back, where it was in the news, where Google, it turned out, they put hidden cameras inside a lot of their Nest devices without telling anybody. And so
they're literally the fox or the wolf in the hen house, and it just gets more insane. Stay right there. More calls, Carlos and others straight ahead. Our awesome guests, our awesome callers, and then in the fourth hour, so much more coming up in the war room. Owen Schroyer hitting it hard. In many ways, doing a better job than I do. And by the way, the folks that make it all possible, this crew is the best crew I've ever had. They put up with my crap. So I want to thank this amazing crew. Buy some great products so I can give them a bonus. Just a few months ago, I got in the face of Sundar, the head of Google, and I said, buddy, you're working with the Chi-Coms. You're selling the country out now. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chairman, the Secretary of Defense, and Trump have gotten in his face. This is called leadership.
Google is evil. 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 Google is siding with the communist Chinese against America. No. Google's helping oppressed Chinese citizens, Christians, and Buddhists. Google.
By the way, I'm not bragging. Hey, this is leadership. Leadership, though, is doing what's hard because you know it's right. Not because it's the popular, cool thing and you sit up there and tell people how successful you are in front of a crowd. You go to these fake churches, all these feel-good places. People sit up there in a fancy outfit. They tell you what good physical shape they're in. They tell you how much money they made. Well, if you made money in the corrupt system that's dehumanizing people, you're a joke. If you're successful and build a pioneering system and become wealthy, more power to you. But I personally have gone to state houses and the federal government every time and just dominated and been the top story in the country thanks to Drudge Report helping. Why doesn't everybody else go every time these globalists testify? You go right through the metal detectors. They're right there. They're people like you. I'm not saying when they're at the gas station or at a restaurant with their family, go and physically attack them like the Democrats say. No. I'm saying you go let them know when they're at Congress. And you go let Congressman Chris Murphy know when he says, I say nobody died at Sandy Hook and I'm harassing families and that I got this poor man that committed suicide killed. Go to his office and tell him you don't appreciate it if you don't appreciate it. Because these monsters need to know we see through them. We know what they're up to. legally and lawfully, nonviolently. I want to go back to your phone calls with our guest here today, ShearerLaw.com. He's gotten involved. He's gone to state houses and gotten a bunch of laws passed saying public education, higher education, public colleges, they can't demand your whole social media background as if you're guilty until proven innocent. He's taking action. That's what it's all about. Carlos in Canada. You know, I think globalism as we know it is dead. There'll be new permutations, but their project has fallen apart. They're still in charge of many areas, but I'm just saying their great world government plan is dead. Do you agree with that or disagree with that?
Oh, I disagree with that entirely. No. Listen, Alex, on June 28th, 2017, CNN's Van Jones said that the Russia thingy is a nothing burger. They've known it's a nothing burger. We've been chasing 2 years with nothing burger. Now the President of the United States, President Trump, has an opportunity to restore the credibility of the FBI essential because they're basically very good people that are livid with what's been going on and hopefully address the issue of the Justice Department, which is more insidious and deeper. That's essential. So yes, that part of the battle is exposed. But the real three-level, if you want to call it, chess game has never changed. The words resonate of James Paul Warburg to the Senate committee in the 1950s, saying world government, you will have it by consent or by force, essentially. And so
he went on to say, and it's not going to be paid for without blood.
Exactly. And the fundamentals haven't been changed in an iota. You remember the Russia, going to the Russia thingy, when Lavrov, foreign affairs for Russia, met with the ambassador for Russia in the United States with President Trump in the Oval Office, they discussed things which were exposed in the media subsequently. Now, this was the Oval Office, of course.
Yeah, they called it treason that he would even meet with them, which is a normal behavior. I'm just saying their global project is in a lot of trouble. I'm not saying the power structure isn't there, but in their own words, their world government program, where they want to take it is basically impossible.
Well, what I want to address is a very important issue, Alex, and that is that there was an article that appeared by Greenwald on Glenn Greenwald.
Intercept.
From The Guardian in September 11, 2013. And it basically addressed the issue that the NSA shares raw intelligence, information about everything, Americans' data, fax data, email data, telephone data, everything, basically intelligence as well as Americans' raw data. And it's allowed Israel to siphon this data for the use of Israel, of course. But without, I don't think President Trump is aware of this. And the fact is that if he were aware of it, he would have realized subsequently that when Mossad, two agents, had revealed information about the goings-on in the Oval Office with Lavrov and with the ambassador, that and the media reaction to it, which began to create the idea that he was leaking raw information, secret information to Russia, and that he was a traitor. This was the kernel upon which they built this whole.
Sure, I hear you. I appreciate your call, Carlos. And I'm not. I don't. When Israel spies on us, it's wrong, and something should be done about it. And it's true that some of the telecoms have relationships. China is way more embedded in our media, telecoms. They were running, I guess, the gay app. What is it called? Tinder, Grindr. And we're using it to blackmail people. So now they're having to divest of that. We've got all these other groups and organizations where Interpol has raw data. What hotel you're checked into all over the world, what's going on. I mean, exactly. The internet is just this giant thing now to share data with corporations and governments. Brad, you're an expert on this as a lawyer and somebody that tracks this with your company, DigitalArmorGroup.com. What's your take on just how crazy these back doors are?
It's terrible. And besides Grindr, which came out yesterday, I think they should start thinking about looking into TikTok, because TikTok bought out Musical.ly, and who owns TikTok? A Chinese company. And a lot of young kids use TikTok. And that's an app where you basically put on short music videos, but the type of information that's being collected is very problemsome and very troublesome. And there's been a lot of people in the security apparatus. They think that China was the one behind the OPM data hack or breach, and also maybe they might have been involved with the Marriott data breach or hack. And so the problem is that when you have these nation states, especially China and Russia, maybe North Korea or whatever, taking down these different companies and going into the back doors and obtaining this information, you can start to get a bigger picture of where our people are going and what's being done with this information. For example, it allows them to build a
giant data map that interfaces with other maps they've got that the general public doesn't understand. Go ahead.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. For example, it was in the news, I think it was maybe 6 months or so ago, with Strava. They're a fitness app, and how they had a map of all the people that were using Strava around the world. And what you could see was that there were a lot of secret U.S. bases where U.S. servicemen and women, they were using the app, and you could actually track where their secret bases were all over the world. And this put our men and women who fight for us and protect our country.
And basically lazed all the targets.
Exactly. It basically showed the entire world where our secret operations are and how many people that we have.
Yeah, nobody in the military should be allowed to have cell phones. People should go back to landlines. They should go back to flip phones. The damn things are a nightmare. They're very useful, but they are a nightmare. I want to have you back again soon, Brad. Really impressed with the great work and just how you got state laws passed. So please join us again soon and come on with David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11. Please come on with Owen Schroer with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central every day. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, we've got more calls. I'm going to take a few calls, and then because it fits in with Matt Bracken, I didn't get to this ship being hijacked by pirates and the media calling them angel cakes. So we got the video and audio of that coming up, then Matt Bracken will respond to that. But Brian in Texas wants to talk about local Texan responding to Alex being harassed at Lucy's Fried Chicken. Yeah, then the left edited the video, and the media said, I came over and screamed at them. Yeah. Folks, I'm not at restaurants coming up and screaming at people for no reason. They came to my table three times and said, F you, eat, you know what, we're going to get you. And then we're in my way to leave. And saying, you know, the same stuff again. And I just said, that's it, get up. You said you're going to get me, let's do it. You're the one that's going to be crying for mommy in about 15 seconds. They always do. The point is that I don't want violence with the left, but I'm not backing down to their crap anymore. We're going to break. If you do not financially support us, you already know this, we'll be shut down. If you just get your coffee and your toothpaste and your protein bars, all of it's highest end, low price, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for shopping with us. Free shipping store-wide, 50 to 60% off all the supplements, a bunch of other big specials. We've got to end it Monday or Tuesday. We've already had four or five of the products sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com, get your X2, get your bodies, get your Alpha Power. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And get a t-shirt while you're there as well. Thank you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, stuff in the Smollett case has gotten even crazier. I'm going to get into it some at the start of the next segment. We had a big article out yesterday morning about the fact that the chief Cook County prosecutor said she recused herself but never did. We went and looked up the state law, and that she didn't. Well, now it's in town hall, it's everywhere, that, holy cow, Kim Fox's office admits she never actually recused herself from Smollett case. She used the term colloquially. Wow, these people are out of control. Smollett lawyer alleged Nigerian attackers could have worn whiteface. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Stuff's getting crazy. I'm going to get to all the callers before I punch out and have Matt Bracken take over. Trump rally tonight in Grand Rapids. That's Steve, been holding a long time. And we've got some others here. But Brad in Texas, you wanted to comment on what happened at Lucy's Fried Chicken Saturday night. Go ahead.
Yes, I did. I heard you tell the story about that. I live here in Austin. I got a word of warning for all the InfoWars listeners, but especially the Austin residents. That's happened to me. A little different flavor of it. I have been heavily involved in rock and roll in the last 20 years, especially metal and punk, playing in bands, writing articles, being active, right? And I've noticed this thing over the years. You're, you know, one of the shows on 6th Street, 1,000 people are in there, right? 600 of the people just want to get drunk and have a good time. 20% of the people, they are like the mega fans of the band and have all the shirts and everything. Then you got this other 20%. You remember Free Mumia and Liberate Tibet and all that? Those people, okay? So what they do is you got a band like Slayer. They play. It gets rough up in the front. Pit gets going. And it's an unwritten rule. If you don't want to get hit, in the back and hang out. If you want to get rowdy, get up front. Well, you got these little leftist weirdos that I'm standing there watching the band. They knock into you. You tell them, hey, man, I'm not in the pit. Watch out. They do it again. I'm not in the pit. Don't knock into me. They do it a third time. You clean their clock. Then they go run and get security, and you're the bad guy. Doesn't that sound familiar, Alex?
Their whole religion is about setting people up and manipulating something. They love the power. Oh, yeah, three times, come to my table. We're going to get you. We're going to destroy you. Eat you. Eat this. Do that. Then they're waiting for me. And when I say, finally, okay, let's go, they edit the tape that I'm the bad guy. It's like, what I'm saying is they're like all Jesse Smollett. They're like all Blasey Ford. As a culture, leftist stage stuff.
And you had a caller in the previous hour said it best. He said that they want democracy, but they want their democracy, not yours. This is bigger politics. They want rock and roll, but they want their rock and roll, not yours. It seems that the common denominator about being one of these socialist people is being inconsiderate for others and psychotically selfish.
Exactly. Immature, selfish, and all the studies show it. Great call, Brian. You're absolutely right. What's going to happen as they lose their power and as people don't bow to them? I mean, at some point, they're going to have to realize that they're not running the show and back down. I wonder what's going to happen. All right, we've got three more callers that I will get to. I'm sorry for all the others, but when you got 20-something phone lines, it's a catch-22. You're able to get on because we have all these phone lines, but then it's hard to get to everybody. But I've done pretty good. I probably have taken like 20 calls today. So we've got Steve and Anthony and Jared, and then I'm going to get to the Islamic pirates doing a fake distress signal, taking over a major ship, and then the leftist media is defending them, defending pirates now. It never ends. That is coming up next segment. And then, as I mentioned, tomorrow's news today. There's a stack here I had, and I can't find it now. I'll try to find it during the break. Here's today morning, Scott, one of the producers, comes up and says, I've checked the state law. I've checked her statements. I've checked it. The fact that it's on her letterhead, the fact that she did the dropping of the case, she never recused herself. It's a fraud. And I said, well, go tell the writers, write a story. Well, we broke it. Smollett prosecutor lied over recusal, continued to work hoax case. Now it's all over Fox News, town hall. Holy cow. Kim Fox's office admits she never actually recused herself. The Smollett case used term colloquially.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last night, a little dancer, she came a-dancing to my door. Last night, the little angel, she came pumping on my floor. She said, come on, baby, you got a license for love. And if it expires,
rain hail from my mom!
We go in a midnight hour. She brought more.
With a rebel yell.
She brought more.
I went to a Billy Idol concert when I was like 10. One of the first concerts I went to. I went, I was like 14, 15. Back then, he was like number one. I could always take those high school girls. I'd hear they were going to see Billy Idol. My mama would buy me a ticket. Back in the old days, at Sears. She'd drive their little Volkswagen Bug up to the mall, get me those tickets. My mom was so cool about that. And I got to like sit there and be like a little mascot with the high school cheerleaders. And then I saw him with my wife a few years ago here in Austin. He was like animatronic. it sounded like the record in person. I was like, wow, it's crazy. All right, that's enough. Having some flashbacks. I want to just say we should all celebrate that nationalism's exploding and that humanity's standing up to the left and that some good things are happening. I just really, it's been impressed upon me in my research, in my gut level, my spirit, that we should all just be a little bit satisfied. We're still in one hell of a fight. I want to commend this crew. I get so serious. I get so angry at myself that we're not doing enough. I constantly feel like I'm not fighting hard enough. And it's just been impressed upon me at a gut level in my spirit that we need to realize that we're doing as good as we can and God's going to carry it the rest of the way. And I really mean that. And I'm very thankful to all the listeners. I'm very thankful to all the affiliates. I'm very thankful to all of you throughout the years and your prayers and everything else because we've really, all of us, come a long way together. And it's really a beautiful thing. So I just want to salute you all and thank you all, including the crew and just everybody. We need to focus on being more positive and savor the victories we've had. You know, I get we all want to fight hard and we're always focused, but we need to also take some time to lick our wounds and savor the fact that God's already taken us this far. Because let me tell you, we've torn the living hell out of the globalists. I mean, they are burning up and blowing up and not happy right now. So instead of getting mad about all the stuff they do to us, let's realize we gave them a lot better than they gave us. While they're squatting over and killing these babies and everything, God's coming for their ass. All God wants is for us to do the right thing. He'll do the rest. All right, Anthony, Jared, and Steve, who's been holding the longest here? Steve in Michigan, thanks for holding. We'll have our crew tonight with live coverage at InfoWars.com of what's supposedly going to be a wild rally. Reportedly, 45 is going to be guns a-blazing.
Yes, he's going to be there at 7 o'clock tonight. Was wondering if any of you guys were going to be out there today.
Caitlin Bennett and others are going to be there on the spot.
Wonderful. And I already heard they got a baby Trump balloon out there. So.
Oh, I know. Media will all focus. Well, you know, that baby sure kicked the globalist butt. That baby sure ended a bunch of wars. That baby sure turned a lot of crap around. That baby sure beat their coup.
Yes, it did. I'll have my InfoWars in your face shirt on tonight, too. So maybe I'll see somebody out there.
You damn well right you will. That's why wearing those colors proud and loud, especially at Trump rallies, is good. I would not advise wearing one in a blue state area. You'll get hit in the head with a bike lock. That's why I say wear a Molon Labe. Wear a NewsWars. Wear one of those shirts just to meet like-minded people. But, yeah, Trump rallies, wear those InfoWars shirts.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Hey, Steve, by the way, you're awesome. Shoot some video, email it to us, we'll play it. You're awesome. All of you are reporters, every one of you. I'm a reporter, you're a reporter. We're all in this together. Doesn't matter if you got black skin, white skin, red skin, pink skin. You love freedom, baby. You got red blood. We're brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something. Metaphysically, we've turned the corner. A lot of big fights coming up, and I'm telling you, I can smell victory, folks. You can smell it. Anthony in Maryland, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
God bless you, Alex. You're changing hearts and minds all over the country.
We're doing it together, brother.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you about this Smollett case. I was watching Fox and Friends this morning, and some Judge Knapp was saying that no matter what Trump is tweeting about and everything, they're not going to be able to charge him with a crime because of the legal mechanism they use to wipe that slate clean. So I wanted to hear your take on that, see if you think they're going to be able to get him. Maybe they'll just get him on this mail fraud stuff and not the fake hate crime.
I was about to say, Judge Knapp's a smart guy. And since, yeah, they've executed the fact that since that office, empowered by the state through the county, says that he's had his record expunged and it's over, there's no such thing as double jeopardy, except there's other crimes of conspiracy if he was in communication with her, which we know he was. So Kim Fox and this other lawyer and the Democrats, he won't be charged for this, for staging the hate crime, the false flag, the inside job, but he can be charged for the conspiracy to manipulate justice, to obstruct justice, to suborn perjury, to corrupt public officials. I mean, there's so many crimes. And you're right. The Deus Ex, or the Millennium Falcon coming in right when Luke Skywalker's about to get it, is the feds and Trump they know Obama's involved. So this is perfect for Trump because it's going to lead right back to Obama. And Trump is not somebody that plays games or makes deals once they've engaged in treason. He already gave them a chance to make deals the last 2.5 years. They didn't. So you watch Smollett. Smollett better tell everybody he doesn't want to commit suicide. Smollett better understand. I think there's a good chance that the deep state's going to kill Smollett because it leads right back to Obama.
Alex, I grew up in Chicago. I've seen how these people act. It wouldn't surprise me. He washed up in Lake Michigan or something.
Oh, absolutely. I think drug overdose, shot in the back of the head. And again, the media will say, I'm saying that. No, I want Smollett to be very, very safe. And I'm telling you, he's a dead man walking as far as I'm concerned. He's too embarrassing. Yeah. He did this for Obama. He did this for the people at Fox. And that's the side that's entertainment, two different companies now. And it's on, man. It's on. Thank you so much. It's like at the end of Wag the Dog. It's based on three different true stories composited. Kind of like the Patriots, a true story, but it's three stories composited. Three different men into one person. Swamp Fox was real. Two other Patriots were real. They made him into the Patriot. One guy really lost his son, really did take out that similar colonel. I mean, it's all a true story. The point I'm getting at is that they're not going to let him just run around now that this has been exposed. And the fact that Disney-owned Fox is involved. So he's told them, I'm going to go public if you don't let me off. They said, okay, we're letting you off. And they're going to kill him. I think Jussie Smollett is deader than a doornail. Feel sorry for him. What an idiot. Jared in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, my friend.
Just wondering, what do you think about if anybody's ever going to get prosecuted? Hillary, Clinton, so on and so forth.
That's a great question. I almost started the show today saying, okay, I got to eat crow. Some of what Q has said has come true. Mueller ended up doing the right thing. Trump is getting a bunch of prosecutions ready for real, and has said he is. Oh, yeah, it's all coming now. I mean, but it's because of the action of the people and everything else. But I have to, you know, give credit. Q's a bunch of different people, and it got all political and disinfo got into it. But early on, Q was good. Later, it became disinfo. But so far, this is a big prophecy of Q coming true.
Yeah, but besides Q, do you think anything?
Oh, no, no. Trump has said he wants prosecutions. I'll tell you what. Bracken, let's get Bracken's take on this. I'll do one more segment with Bracken, and then he's got an interesting guest on the communist threat coming up, which I totally agree with. It's a total communist threat. But the globalists and the bankers in the U.S. and England shut up the communists, and then now Russia has partially kicked them out, and we're the new commie command base. The EU's even worse. England's even worse, and we're trying to fix it. But he's got a guest coming up. But Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, terrorism expert, best-selling author, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. He's coming up, but I'm going to finish answering your question. Is anybody going to jail? Trump has signaled that. He has said that, and now he's got to execute because they're never going to stop coming. And then I'm going to play the clip of the pirates putting out a fake distress signal and then taking over the ship. Wait till you see the video on the other side.
I know you loved me
long time ago.
A long time ago. And even now in my
heart, I'm gonna listen to some Keith Whitley driving home today.
You still won't hear my
love. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here.
But darling,
Matt Bracken's about to take over, but there's so much happening. I wanted to hold over with him because he was stationed in the Middle East and Navy SEAL. He's written books about the pirates that are running around in the Mediterranean, and they're in the Arabian Sea, and they're in the Indian Ocean, and what they've been up to for over 1,500 years. That's why much of Asia is Muslim, like Indonesia and areas of the Philippines, because they actually done the genetic testing. You'll have Europeans from Spain's blood found in families in all over the Asia because their daughters were kidnapped over 1,000 years ago and put on slave ships and sold to the kings of the East. And Matt Bracken has written about that, and the fact that that's coming back again in several of his books, one of which I've read. And now we have the headline, French drones patrol English Channel as migrant crisis escalates. Now the invasion ships are hitting Cornwall. Migrants hijacked cargo ship that rescued them off the coast of Libya. The real headline is, Islamic pirates issue fake distress signal, hijack ship, and try to commandeer it to Europe, either Italy or Malta, thinking they'd just be let go. And I've watched multiple leftist newscasts. They act like they should. And now I guess that's where they're headed. We'll get Matt Bracken's take on this, but here's one of the European Union news agencies putting out a whitewash on this. I mean, this is serious crime. By the way, piracy is still a death penalty. Here it is.
Moving on to the Mediterranean now, where an incident is unfolding as 100 migrants believed to have hijacked a cargo ship are now trying to reach Malta. They were rescued by a cargo vessel off the coast of Libya, and now the 108 people on board were believed to have taken over the vessel after being told they would not be allowed to enter into Malta. Now, it comes just a day after the European Union announced it would be downscaling rescue missions in the Mediterranean. Well, for more on this story, we're joined now here in the studio by Euronews' Alistair Sanford. Can you tell us exactly more about this story? I know for the moment the facts are not exactly very clear, so
let's hit pause.
Give us a bit more.
And then he goes through basically a defense of it. They admit they don't respond to the rescue calls because they stage them and then they rob you. And they want an EU Navy to stop Italy and others from turning the ships back off the coast of Libya and other areas, Tunisia. Matt Bracken, you've written about this extensively, predicting this. Now they're hitting England as well. This is just crazy. What's your take on it?
Well, so far, this is more just migration via violence, just ratcheting up the migration, not the type of piracy where they're going out and hijacking a ship at sea to take it back to their pirate lairs, which happened in history and might happen again as Europe weakens.
But sure, it's pirates hijacking really ships as a ticket to go where they want.
Right, and the main thing to understand from this is that whether it's the Mexican border or the Mediterranean sort of border between Africa and Europe, those who are supporting open borders and the free flow, whether it's George Soros and his open society, or the EU, which these are all communists. They don't call themselves that anymore. But if you go back all the way through the 20th century, we used to call it the free world versus the communist world. But really, it's morphed and gone underground, and it's the supporters of sovereign nation states, where the individuals who make up that nation determine their
destiny. Sure, and it was always rich people over communism. It's a way to enslave people. We think of communism, what, free stuff for poor people? No. It's about a system of authoritarian control and breaking down existing nation states, bringing them down Cloward and Piven.
Yeah, going all the way back to Armand Hammer and other bankers that funded Lenin and Trotsky until they could get to the Soviet Union, to Russia, which was then the weakest vessel that they could kind of inject that communist virus into, knowing that if the Tsar is wiped out and communism comes to power in Russia as the Soviet Union, these bankers would be in on the ground floor of this great opportunity, coming right up to the top. But, today it's not Russia versus America so much as the globalists versus the nationalists. And I still have to put Putin, even though, yeah, Putin is a Russian nationalist, he's never quit on communism. And even if you see Putin with a cross around his neck, there's no contradiction. Because if I've been studying this book, which I'm going to have her on later in the hour, Diana West, it's her new book. Even James Comey is one of these guys. Diana West goes back
into the
background
of all these people. Well, we know that Brennan was a practicing communist and still is, but he was against Trump. So that's the big joke, is that it was Clinton and others that had the Russian connection. Trump had zero.
Right, but what shocked me was some of the people that are just being treated as like, oh, Christopher Steele, former MI6. He's a socialist going back to Cambridge, a communist.
So we'll call this the communist plot. Communists plotted to frame Trump for Russia connection. Well, I want to take one more call here because I want to get your take on this. Jared was asking, is Trump going to go hard? Is anyone going to jail? I don't want to bring the caller back up, but Trump is saying We're going to go after the deep state. We're going to release the FISA warrants. We're going to try to prosecute. And I think if Trump's smart, he'll follow through with this. And he says investigate Smollett as well. What do you think, Matt Bracken?
I think it's bound to happen. Right now, the according to Sundance at Conservative Treehouse, the two factions are Lindsey Graham for a special counsel, which will probably, you know, not have any result through the 2020 election, versus Devin Nunes, who's saying, we don't need a special counsel.
Grand juries.
We are going to do criminal referrals right now. We got the names. We got their perjuries. Justice Department, turn it loose. You know, and
we have to, because the Democrats are going to reorganize with some new overthrow. So here's the bottom line. It isn't business as usual, the Clintons and the Bushes sharing power. People are about to get in trouble, Jared. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, yeah. Well, how many years does it have to take for somebody to get in trouble? You got the Clintons for years breaking laws, Bush is breaking laws, 9/11, nothing's ever happened. So when does it happen?
Well, it has to happen now, because let me tell you something. They've tried to destroy Trump's life. They've tried to destroy my life. They've called me a Russian agent. They're breathing down my neck, and they're the ones that are guilty. So I say they need to get it. And I don't shoot my mouth off earlier. I don't want violence. I want a peaceful revolution. But if people are convicted of treason, I don't say this to act macho. I'm saying it because we need to go ahead and just say it. I don't want offensive violence. But when people are convicted, you know, I'm willing to not just call for it. I'm willing to pull the levers or kick the levers to hang them. I'm serious. I will. You know, no black mask for me, man. You've been found guilty working with the Chi-Coms, trying to overthrow the country, trying to push pedophilia. You're found guilty of these treason charges. I will go up there and I will pull the lever myself. And I say that because I need to be on record saying to the globals, the traitors, legally, judicially, lawfully, you want to kill children? You want to kill me? When you're found guilty and everything else, I am in the game. I want you dead. Get that through your damn head. I'm spiritually committed. You want to kill me? Here I am. I'm ready. And I metaphysically cross the line and say, you will be held accountable. You will go to prison. And some of you, I believe in the end, like Nuremberg, will hang until your neck, until you are dead. We'll be back.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, Matt Bracken here for the next half hour. And at quarter of the hour, I'm going to have a special guest calling in, Diana West, the amazing author of American Betrayal and now the new book, The Red Thread. And this is just what we've been talking about. There is currently a humongous battle going on below the surface level. Very few people talk about it in these terms. People are still acting like this deep state coup. It just happened. Like, how did these people come up with it? Who was behind it? What were their motives? Well, Diana West, in her book, she digs into the background of all of the players. And not surprisingly, all of the key players in this, including some real surprises like James Comey, they are progressives of the redistributionist, you know, use violence to create equality school. And just like what I was saying a little bit earlier with Putin wearing a cross, they don't see a conflict. Their twisted interpretation of Christianity is basically modern Marxism. You know, that Jesus was the first Marxist, and they're just bringing it up to the present day. In fact, James Comey, his entire life, going back to his university theses, right through maybe 2 or 3 years ago, his greatest influence, his greatest hero, is a so-called theologian of the 20th century named Reinhold Niebuhr, and in fact, his Twitter handle for years was undercover, Reinhold Niebuhr. So Niebuhr is one of these, they didn't use the term liberation theology in the, you know, 40s and 50s, but that's what he was. He was preaching that we have to go soft on communism, that the communists are really just trying to get to Christianity's message a little bit more in a hurry. You know, those gulags, those death camps, That communism is just Christianity in a big hurry. And you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. Well, in the book, The Red Thread, Diana West goes through all of it. It won't be a surprise to hear that, for example, Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr's wife, went to college in the 80s and then went to the Soviet Union when they still had political prisoners, being tortured in psychiatric hospitals, injected with pain-causing, brain-destroying drugs. She was in the Soviet Union doing whitewash dissertation research on the collectivization of Soviet agriculture. They had to send a few million kulaks to Siberia where they're probably going to die. But what the heck? It was great for equality. This is the kind of person who then becomes a CIA analyst, Nellie Orr, working for open source contract employers, which means she's really CIA, but they never badged her, so that she can have some a plausible deniability about actually being a CIA officer. But Nellie Orr is CIA. How does a person who is an apologist for Stalin, who in her dissertation is quoting admiringly the authors of the books that she's reviewing and taking research from, agreeing with them that Stalin was necessary? For equality, you have to maybe murder a few million people, I guess, is what her message is. She is now part of the State Department FBI pipeline for information. And it's no surprise. I wouldn't be shocked if she also knew Brennan. Like now they're saying, does Steele know Brennan? Christopher Steele, back in Cambridge in the 80s, another hardcore communist. But these guys, what they did as the Soviet Union collapsed, they went into stealth mode. The way I liken it is instead of a battleship, flying the hammer and sickle up on the surface, they decided to turn submarine. So that it's the same communist threat, but now it's underwater. And Russia is only one link in this chain. Of course, it was a very important link during the 20th century, maybe less so now. But today, what we see are the progeny of the communist subversion efforts in the United States. They're flourishing. They are all over the place. You look at people like John Kerry, basically pro-communist, anti-American. If you study his writings and speeches from the 70s, really an America hater. His disciples, the people that he mentored, they're all throughout the Clinton and Obama administrations. That's why Diana West is calling this the red thread. It's really a red network. And these guys like, say, Strobe Talbot, who was a, cooperating Soviet agent of influence. Strobe Talbot, Hillary Clinton, even when she was the head of the State Department, was asking Strobe Talbot for his suggestion for who to stock the State Department with. So it's not just a question of sending a dozen or 20, coup plotters to prison. There are now hundreds, if not thousands, of the starting as interns and then postgraduate work guys. They come into the State Department. They come into the FBI. It's no surprise that the people that hate Trump so much have risen to the top. And the real root of their hatred is they're redistributionists. They look at our Constitution as a total impediment. In their writings, Comey, the disciple of Reinhold Niebuhr, Comey is saying, you can't all, equality has to come as a higher value than what he calls a due process. You need, violent equality. You need to push it through, even if you have to do acts of evil. You have to, you have to take this battle to the capitalist enemies by going outside of the system. They talked about this during their, especially in their younger years, before they went into government and then turned into stealth mode. This is where it's a shock to me to find out that people like William Comey are collectivists. They're redistributionists. That's why Comey's book was called A Higher Loyalty. Those of us that were in the military or law enforcement, we all took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But Comey and his ilk, they consider their loyalty to be something higher than the United States Constitution. And that's this global, universal, egalitarian nightmare that they think only they are smart enough to push on to all of us. And, you know, I don't see how this is ever going to end peacefully, because even if Trump tries and wants to have these people charged and potentially arrested and jailed, for every one of that, every name that we've heard, they've all brought in dozens of their acolytes that are cut from the same, you know, socialist, communist, progressive, whatever you want to call it. Remember, communists are shapeshifters. They believe above all that the ends justify the means. Truth means nothing to these people. Power to the collective is all they care about. And if they have to say, oh, like in the book, in Red Thread, they say, even in the 30s, socialism is a bad word. We need to call it economic democracy or social democracy, that because we can sell it to the masses that way. Socialism has a bad connotation. Let's call it economic democracy. Nothing has changed. It's the same in academia, in the media, and in politics now. These groups have been stocked from top to bottom with these stealth communists. And it's going to take a hell of an effort to root them out, because every step that Trump and the Department of Justice under Barr hopefully takes against them, they have an entire network surrounding them to soften the blow, to turn away these indictments, you know, to do propaganda for them in the media. It's going to be extremely difficult. I mean, it's been going for so long, you know, with academia being stocked with the Frankfurt Columbia School communists, pushing these students through, encouraging them to go to the CIA, to the State Department, to the FBI. Their plan has worked. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Diana West about this entire red thread.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Okay, the amazing Diana West is waiting on the line. But before we go to her, I want to mention that, look, if you like an alternative voice in media and not just, you know, the corporate network mainstream stuff, if you want to keep this going, the way that it's basically self-funded. And that means the InfoWars store. So right now, you can get 50% off of everything, not including Turbo Force and the protein bars, but everything else, 50% off. If you don't support InfoWars one way or the other, the show goes away. That's how it works. Now, before I get to Diana West, even before I read her book, which I read in one sitting, two sittings, last night and this morning, it's not long. It's only 100 pages, okay? The new book, but which is good, because it's a fast read and it was faster to produce, which means a quicker turnaround cycle, faster in the in the OODA loop, quick to get out, 100-page book. When I was watching the deep state coup for the last 2 years, I thought, this didn't just happen. I mean, imagine being, if you had never seen a football game and you go out and you watch the Super Bowl between the Eagles and the Patriots the year before last, and you see the Philly special. But you've never seen a football game before, and you see this amazing play. You know, the quarterback ends up catching a touchdown. And all the coaches and everybody tells you, there's no play. It just happened. It was just random. You know, they just ran around and that happened. If you didn't know anything about football, you might believe that, even though it's a crock, obviously. Well, to a trained eye, the deep state coup has been as obvious as the Philly special was a carefully, you know, planned play. The deep state coup was an active measure influence operation. This is classic influence operation, KGB style. Today it's FSB, but the main part of it is all being carried out now by the spawn of the 1930s through 50s communists that have now come through academia, influenced by all of those communists that never were thrown out during the, you know, during the 50s. They stayed in college, and they've been churning out you know, little communists for generations now, up into to the point where they run the CIA and have run the FBI. Some of them are less stealthy than others. Brennan admitted he was had voted for Gus Hall in 76 when the gulags were full and people were being executed en masse in the 70s. And Comey, he went stealth, but he says his biggest influence was this so-called Christian pro-communist named Reinhold Niebuhr, to the point that that was his screen name. Anyway, we're seeing something play out now that is immense, and it is so far beyond the dozen or 20 names that people have heard of that it's almost impossible to comprehend. And Diana, are you there? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah, hello, Matt. Was so amazing. Yeah, hello. Hello. Your book was amazing. It's all marked up already. You know, I've got it. I've just got it completely, you know, margined, footnoted. I recommend everybody read it along with American Betrayal. And I'm sure that you're going to be attacked for it, just like you were for American Betrayal, because there are so many of these stealth moles, literally thousands of them, that when somebody tries to shine a light on this red net, the stealth moles are just acting like, you know, the Wicked Witch with water thrown on her.
Exactly, or worse. And I think that actually that the reason we're even seeing this is because of the Trump effect. I mean, these are the people who would have remained stealth and remained moling our institutions and departments and security services and all the rest of it had Donald Trump not come along and absolutely triggered them, because he is that counter-revolutionary figure. He came on the stage, our first counter-revolutionary president, who is also creating this firestorm by being the threat to this globalist system that has evolved going back to the end of World War II. I mean, this is the direction we've been moving ever since the end of World War II toward a globalist system. And we have to remember, when we're actually looking at 2019 events, we have to remember that the very beginning of this system, 1945, was actually this system looking at the World Bank, looking at the United Nations. These essential institutions of the global system were actually set in place by Soviet agents inside our government, right? Harry Dexter White at the Treasury Department,
and
Alger Hiss at the State Department. Alger Hiss being the first UN Secretary General, and Harry Dexter White bringing the IMF and presiding over that at the very beginning. These were Soviet agents. This is not an accident, as you note, and we have to understand that what we're looking at today, this sort of Russian influence story, didn't start in 2016. We've got a century to look at, but certainly the post-war period is when it really takes shape and really takes over this effort to sort of wipe out the nation states of the world, including ours. And Donald Trump was that man who came on and said, we are restoring the nation state. And that's why you see all of the free fire and the explosions and volcanic eruptions going on.
Yeah, I was really amazed, especially about Comey. You know, people like Steele and Nellie Orr, it didn't surprise me as much. But Comey has been such a stealth redistributionist his entire life. I mean, he had the Reinhold Niebuhr Twitter handle and considers Reinhold Niebuhr the greatest influence on his life. Reinhold Niebuhr was an anti-communist. He said we need to go easy on the communists. Comey even wrote a dissertation that compared Niebuhr to Jerry Falwell, and basically Trump and Trump's family was in the Jerry Falwell, you know, Liberty University 700 Club. You know, the Norman Vincent Peale, real anti-communist Christians, along with, you know, Reverend Billy Graham and so on. And Reinhold Niebuhr, who is Comey's mentor and hero, was a person who, as a fake Christian, was apologizing for communists and saying they're just trying to get where Jesus wanted to go in a little different way.
That's exactly right, and I was fascinated to learn about that because I knew nothing about it. I knew nothing about Reinhold Niebuhr. I didn't know who he was except for that sort of catchphrase, liberal Protestant theologian, and I was quite shocked to find out how Marxist his ideas were. And indeed, what's really shocking is that the two books that Comey cited in 2018 when he was promoting his own memoir and being interviewed, the two most influential books that he cited by Niebuhr were written in about 1933, 1940, and that was the period when Niebuhr Niebuhr himself was at his most militant. He was a member of the Socialist Party of the United States. He went on college campuses urging violence to change the social order. He was all about, you know, social ownership of property, and violence to get to that wonderful revolutionary place is not a bad thing. I mean, this is how radical this man was when he was writing the books that, not just an academic, I mean, we know academics are far leftists. This is a man who goes to be the number two at the Justice Department. He was Deputy Attorney General in 2003 under the George W. Bush administration, under right. John Ashcroft. And then, of course, FBI Director. I mean, this is shocking stuff when you put it together, this ideology that is certainly anti-constitutional, if not anti-American, rising to actually being in charge of our justice and our federal police. I mean, this is terrifying stuff. But you're exactly right. He was a very stealthy person. He was discussed himself as having been an open communist as a student in college at William & Mary in the early 1980s when he found Reinhold Niebuhr. And he's still clinging to Niebuhr, as you've noted, to this day. And yet, he's supposedly not a communist anymore, but he told New York Magazine in 2003 that he didn't really know what he was. But, of course, the world perceived him as some kind of plain vanilla, stripe Republican, nonpartisan person. Very stealthy.
Yeah, we just have a minute and a half. I can see the clock. You can't. But it just a couple of clips from the book. It says, Comey writes, and this is writing about Niebuhr, Comey writes, the Christian in politics must be willing to transgress any purely Christian ethic. He must be willing to sin in the name of justice. And he writes, a certain political action may be evil, but not necessarily immoral, given the circumstances. So they're just moral. He's another moral relativist who believes the ends justify the means. Like Steele and Orr and the rest of them, you know, Stalin was necessary. It's just communism is just Christianity in a hurry with a little bit of violence. That's, you know, it might be regrettable, but it was necessary. And we have 40 seconds left if you want to close it out.
Yeah, well, I would just like to point out what you're saying shows the extent to which these people consider the American citizen to be so much fodder, to be so much just markers, you know, game pieces that they do what they will to further their ends, what they consider to be, quote, justice. It's a travesty that these people have gotten to where they've gotten, and perhaps now we do have a chance to see this investigation continue so we can find out really what the command and control is, because we don't even know who's behind
it. That's right. That's right. Okay, that's it. Thanks, everybody.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.